High school football is on the air. The KHAS Radio High School Pregame Show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. For all of your remodeling needs, contact Bill at 402-469-8551 or visit the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football here on 1230 KHAS Radio, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. From Donovan tonight, Carl Tesmer joins us on tonight's pregame show. Coach, last week, a good win for your ball club. Kind of struggled early offensively, defensively, good all night, but a nice win at home after you got rolling.
Oh, really was, Blaine. And you know, Southern Valley, the record really didn't indicate the kind of team they were. They had lost three games, and they were all good opponents, a couple of them undefeated. And so, you know, we figured they – and then their kids look good in uniform. They came out, they look good, they are good at – they've got some very good skill athletes. And then defensively, you know, we had our hands full with some stunts that they were throwing at us. And then after we settled down a little bit, we kind of got things rolling. We got a defensive score from Sheehy on the fumble recovery, which was big and kind of got us going that way. And defensively, anytime you can get a shutout, you know, I felt our defense just kept helped us win the ball game, because things, you know, those first three or four possessions, we never got much going, and they're still playing good and playing well, and so we ended up getting some good field position and stuff off of it, and finally got things rolling for ourselves. But defensively, the whole night, we really played well.
Indeed, so it wasn't just in spurts defensively. It was solid all four quarters, Coach.
Oh, certainly, and especially against the run. I think, you know, if you want – anytime you – you know, someone rushes 34 times against you for 35 yards, you're doing something right. And they've got – they can run the ball. They've got good people. They have good people blocking up front and awfully good backs. And they do mix it up with their quarterback and their backs and kind of their version of the spread. And we are just very, very happy, you know. And you take out the one 40-yard pass that was well covered but completed, and you know, they're under 100 total yards for defense. And, again, a shutout and just a fine defensive effort really helped us.
Up front then defensively, obviously the footwork and everything, the technique was good up front, because they couldn't get past the line of scrimmage on a number of times. And then that frees up your linebackers to make the tackles. But a good play up front.
Very much so. And, you know, Mike Walls is up there and Cody Zexer. They just, you know, they're stunting hard. And another great game from Trevor Ernst, who just seems to be playing very, very well up there at the defensive end spot. And, you know, Lance Schmidt played well in there. And then he got kind of banged up. And Tommy O'Keefe took over and he got a sack. And then, of course, our two linebackers, you know, Sheehy and Wilner, they just sit up there and see things and go to the ball. And we've kind of changed our philosophy a little bit, and we're trying to stunt a little more and slant a little more. And you know, we don't have the size to stand up to anybody, just one-on-one to what we're seeing. And so that seems to be helping us too. And you know, we're not blitzing total, but we're moving our defensive linemen. We're slanting and we're not just sitting. So that's helped us. But again, you know, we're tackling well, we're aggressive, we're getting to the ball. We did a lot of good things on defense that was very encouraging, very optimistic for our, you know, kind of down the stretch here as we start to think about playoffs.
And that offense got going about the middle of the second quarter, got a nice touchdown drive in that second quarter to go up by two scores at halftime. And then a key part of the game, you stop them in the first series out of halftime, and your guys go down and score in their first possession to make it a three-score game, really a key part of the game. The offense got going then, and that kind of put them away, so to speak, with that first score in the second half.
Well, I really felt like, you know, they kind of probably, as the game went on, kind of wore down a little bit. And then we, you know, we were able to get fresh people up front. But you know, I thought Pat, you know, people ran well. Herman just, you know, he got a lot of carries, but he ran hard. And a couple of times he came clean, but there were a couple of times I think he broke two or three tackles. And so he got it going. We're getting some outstanding blocking from Wilnard and Driscoll. You know, those two people, as I look at what we're doing this year, I think as far as backs, they're blocking as well as we've ever had backs block for us. And then, you know, Hal kind of got things going a little bit, settled down there and got things going with our running game and in our option game. And overall, I just was thrilled that we were able to take control of the line of scrimmage and come off the ball and run the ball as well as we did against a team that pretty much stacked it right up there against us up on the line of scrimmage.
It was a win for the Blue Hawks last week to go to 5-1 on the year, and tonight it's at Donovan Trumbull, and we're going to talk about the Cardinals and the Blue Hawks after this timeout in tonight's pregame show.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Welcome back to tonight's pregame show before St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull High School football here on 1230 KHAS Radio tonight. Carl Tesmer with us, the head football coach of the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Coach, this Donovan Trumbull ball club is 6-0. They have a score late and then have a defensive stand kind of in the fourth quarter last week to beat Sutton, another very good team. But what about this Donovan Trumbull Cardinal football team? They've got some great athletes, and they have been just outstanding this year.
You know, they really have, Blaine, they were my pick last year to go to the finals. I just thought they were that good as juniors, and so a lot of those juniors are back as seniors, and so if they were that good a year ago, you know, what are they now? And I see they're top-rated in some of the publications and deservingly so, and you know, they do a lot of things right over there. They do a lot of little things right, and they stretch you out on defense and widen their receivers and get you all widened out there. And then their athletes can make things happen in the open. And so, you know, that seems to be a real key for them, that kind of misdirection stuff, and then get out in the open. And, well, I'll tell you, you get Slough or Wiltfong out in the open, and those people know how to run with the ball and without a blocker in front of them. They can make a lot of moves and make a lot of things happen. And then they throw the ball very, very well. So Their offense is their biggest weapon, I think. And that doesn't mean they don't have a good defense. They've been playing well. But their offense is definitely the way they get going. And it just seems like when they want to, they kind of turn it up another notch and get after it. And that's kind of what they've done, even when they were behind last week.
So the defense maybe will be key for you all tonight, Coach? I mean, and I guess establish that running game. What are the keys for the Blue Hawks tonight?
Well, you know, our defense is trying to contain a little bit. I'm not sure you can stop anything there, but you can at least try to slow it down enough that maybe they'll make a mistake or two along the way, or you can force a punt or two. And then, of course, on the other side, we'd like to believe that if we can get some kind of a ground game going, we can control the football. It'd be wonderful if we can get things going up inside and be satisfied with 4, 3, 4, 5 at a crack and get that extra yard and that first down every three downs and kind of hold the ball and kind of keep it out of their possession. But, you know, that's easier said than done, and we'll just have to wait and see and give it our best. And, you know, I'm confident in our people. We've really come a long way up front. You know, I think our offensive linemen right now are coming off the ball and blocking hard, and our backs are running hard and blocking for each other. And so if we can get all that going and play good defense and try not to give up the big play right away or during the game, the big one's the one that always, you know, hurts you. If you can keep from giving up the big runner pass, then I think we can stay in the game.
As you faced the Sutton Ball Club earlier, a lot of great athletes there. Maybe they have more of a running game over their passing game, but you got the good athletes here, but they can combine them all. But you've had a test with facing some great athletes that you have to try to contain.
Well, we've had that. You know, our season has been that way, our schedule. And, you know, we go over to Blue Hill, and you know, Drury's just an outstanding running back. You know, they can throw the ball real well with their receivers. And so we're back to that combination, you know, where we're trying to stop the run and the pass. And so it takes kind of a complete game, everybody kind of doing their thing. And I think the key is up front. You know, our defensive linemen have got to get off blocks. Their zone schemes and are very, very good, and their misdirection things are very good. And then when they want to, they can throw the ball. You know, last year, Blaine, I looked at that game and I said, you know, I'm not so sure they ever were in a third down. Every two downs was a first down, and it was just a long, long night. I'm not sure they punted, and the reason I bring that up is we certainly don't want to get into that situation again tonight.
Well, this is a test for both ball clubs tonight, Coach, and it's a district game, the last one for Donovan Trumbull, and they're looking to qualify for the playoffs tonight with a win and to win the district. And boy, this is just this should just be a very competitive game. And if you can't be ready to play tonight, you never will be, right?
Well, I think that's true for both teams, and I think both teams are all fired up and ready to go. You know, the game has that kind of atmosphere to it, just because one team's undefeated and the other is 5-1, and they're playing each other for possibly the district championship. There's another game to be played by us afterwards, but you know, all of that. It just for us, it's a chance to measure up and see how well we're at. I know that. You know, we're probably going to play a Donovan or a Sutton or a Blue Hill down the road again anyway, but we do need to come out and play well and see if we can't show that we've come a little bit further along than maybe people give us credit for.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Carl Tesmer, head football coach of the Saint Cecilia Bluehawks. Stay tuned. Play-by-play coming up. Donovan Trumbull hosting Saint Cecilia. That's coming right up.
You've been listening to the KHAS pregame show, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings, proud supporter of area high school athletics and schools. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Over the past 2 weeks, Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia both recorded big wins over then number one ranked Sutton, and that has set up a district championship showdown between the two Class C2 powers tonight in Donovan. Hosting Sutton and St. Cecilia gives back-to-back weeks for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals an early taste of playoff football. While Donovan Trumbull's offense has the ability to turn almost any play into a long touchdown, St. Cecilia will be looking to sustain long drives. Could it be that we go down to the wire tonight in Donovan for the second week in a row? Find out as our KHES Radio Game of the Week continues. It's the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals and the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, and it's on the air. We take you live now to Donovan for the call of tonight's game. Here's Blaine Bulis.
And thank you very much, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Football here on 1230 KHES Radio. In for Mike Will tonight, I'm Blaine Bulis, and it should be a dandy tonight, a Class C2 matchup with St. Cecilia Bluehawks and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals here in Donovan. With a victory tonight, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks would put themselves in a position to win the district championship and the automatic qualification for the state football playoffs. With the win tonight, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals would win their first district championship. They would automatically qualify for the playoffs. This is the last district game for Donovan Trumbull, and the next to last for St. Cecilia. You win your district, and you automatically qualify for the state playoffs. So a big one tonight, these two teams, Donovan Trumbull at 6-0, St. Cecilia at 5-1 on the season. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals offense has been sparkling all season long. They come in having scored 270 points in six games, 45 points per contest. They average 500 total yards on the year, 344 on the ground each game, 156 of passing each contest. St. Cecilia, on the other hand, is no slouch on offense either. The Bluehawks come in scoring on the season 234 points, and St. Cecilia is averaging 39 points per contest. The St. Cecilia defense has allowed 234 yards per game, 143 rushing, and 91 passing the football. The Donovan Trumbull offense, the St. Cecilia defense, but you switch things around, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinal defense has only allowed 15.5 points a game, while the St. Cecilia defense has been very stingy also. Again, and they've allowed only 10 points per contest. So St. Cecilia appears to be a little stronger on defense. Donovan Trumbull on offense, but we'll see what happens here tonight. And we're going to start you out tonight with the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. The St. Cecilia offense will have Alex Sheehy at tight end, Tommy O'Keefe at left tackle, Trevor Ernst at left guard, Dallas Kimenaw is the center, Ty Mangers at right guard, Cody Zexer will be at right tackle for the injured Lance Smith, and Jake Cato will be one of the split ends for the Blue Hawks. Cannon Howell will be the starting quarterback. At running back, tailback will be Patrick Herman, the senior. Avery Driscoll at the slot back, he's a senior. Tyler Wilner, a senior, will be in that fullback position for St. Cecilia. For the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals offensively, they will start at wide receivers. Zach McNally, 135-pound junior. Johnny Gomez, 170-pound wide receiver. At the tight ends, Noah Keller, a 160-pound junior. Creighton Burr, a 200-pound senior. At left tackle, Mitchell Sawyers, 185-pound senior. Eric Tobin at left guard, a 215-pound senior. Trevor Warford at center, a 200-pound senior. At right guard, Garrett Kalen, a 215-pound junior. And at right tackle, Grady Cook, a 210-pound right tackle. Jordan Slough's the starting tailback. He's a 180-pound senior. Riley Wiltfong is a senior, 170-pounder, will be at quarterback for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals is, we're awaiting kind of a bank of lights to come on here at Donovan's field. One of the bank of lights is trying to come on. It's a bank of 11 lights. Two of them are on now. The other nine are not. It's on the far side of the field, St. Cecilia's side of the field, about the 25-yard line. So they're trying to get that ironed out before they kick off here. Want the field completely lit and safe for everyone involved here this evening. So a little bit of a delay at the start of this football game. For the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals in rushing, it's Jordan Slough. 107 carries, 1,121 yards. He averages 10 yards a carry. He's rushed for 17 touchdowns. The quarterback, Riley Wiltfong, has thrown for 11 touchdown passes. He is 44 out of 78, throwing for 918 yards and 156 per game. For the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, they also get some ground games out of Lorenzo Williams, 37 carries, 283 yards, 7.6 yards per carry. And also running the football for the Cardinals, the quarterback Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong has carried it 39 times for 301 yards, 7 yards per carry. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals leading receiver, that man Jordan Slough, 12 receptions, 301 yards. He's caught 4 touchdown passes. Creighton Burr has caught 3 touchdown passes. Wiltfong has thrown for 11 touchdown passes this season. St. Cecilia offensively on the season, rushing the football, Patrick Herman, 110 carries, 744 yards, 13 rushing touchdowns. Ty Wilnard, 31 carries for 222 yards. Quarterback Cannon Howell, 43 carries for 203 yards on the season. Receiving, the leading receiver has been Jake Cato, 9 catches for 215 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The other touchdown pass thrown by Cannon Howell goes to Alex Sheehy, 5 receptions on the year, 1 touchdown, 123 yards on the year. Herman leads the team with 13 touchdowns, and he's also had a 2-point conversion run. He has scored 80 points for St. Cecilia this year. Defensively for the Blue Hawks, they're going to start at defensive ends Trevor Ernst, a 200-pound senior, Tommy O'Keefe, 195-pound senior, Michael Walls, a defensive tackle, 165-pound senior, Cody Zexer is at defensive tackle, 195-pound junior. The linebackers will be Tyler Wilner, 190-pound senior, and Alex Sheehy, a 180-pound senior. In the defensive backfield, look for Jake Cato and Zach Kitten to be at the corners. Avery Driscoll at his safety. Gus Clark also at a linebacker safety position. And Patrick Herman also in that defensive backfield for St. Cecilia. So, of course, a lot of guys go both ways for both of these football teams, starting defensively for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Defensive end Eric Tobin, a 215-pound senior. Adam Gomez, a senior at nose guard, he's 245 pounds. And Grady Cook, a senior, 210-pound defensive end. At a linebacker, Jay Kreitel, a 180-pound junior. Blake Williams, 175-pound junior. And Creighton Burr, the 200-pound senior. Safeties include Tanner Taylor, a 155-pound senior, and Lorenzo Williams, 160-pound senior. Jordan Slough will be a cornerback. He's a 180-pound senior. And also at cornerback, Zach McNally, 135-pound junior. And the safety is also the quarterback, Riley Wiltfong, a 170-pound senior for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Slough also does the punting for Donovan Trumbull and the other tailback. His counterpart, Patrick Herman, does the punting for St. Cecilia, both average in the high 30s yards per kick. Well, that's the starting lineups and some of the stats for this game. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, member FDIC. We're going to take a timeout as, again, we await the start of this game. Due to a bank of lights not responding, we have a whole bank of lights, 11 lights, and on the far side of the field from we are, on the St. Cecilia side of the field, the visitor's side, about the 25 to 30 yard line, and so we're a little technical difficulty here in Donovan trying to get this bank of lights to come on. They came on when they originally were turned on, then went off. The one light has come on, or a couple, they've gone back off. So they're trying to get that ironed out, and they don't want to put, of course, any players at risk here playing in less than ideal conditions. This, of course, high school football, and you don't want anybody to get hurt for reasons like that, or any reason, in fact. But we may get this thing kicked off here in a little bit. The coach is meeting with the referee. Looks like Tim Higgins, the official, the referee tonight, head of the officiating crew here this evening at Donovan. A beautiful night, mostly clear skies, but it's a beautiful night, and we hope to get this football game kicked off in just a little bit. We're going to take a timeout when we return. More pregame stuff for you before Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia. Should be a dandy in Class C2. We'll talk more about it in 1 minute.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back into Donovan. Blaine Bulis with you. And Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia are going to get some football in tonight. We're sure, again, waiting on some lights to turn on, to get all of the lights on here at the Cardinals football field in Donovan. Again, the one bank and not responding, only one of the 11 lights on as of right now. So in this game, St. Cecilia's defense has been led by Alex Sheehy and Ty Wilnard, and they have the linebacking core led to the team in tackles. Sheehy has 26 solo tackles, 21 assists. Wilnard, 38 solos and 12 assists, and they are a pair of good linebackers for St. Cecilia. They lead the team defensively in tackles. For the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, Jake Kreitel has 30 solo tackles, 16 assists on the season, and also for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, Blake Williams has been in on 21 solo tackles, assisted on 34 on the season. So kind of a couple of the leaders. Zach McNally also in on 22 solo tackles for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, and three assists there. So those are the kind of the names on defense we'll be looking to this evening. And we'll see if St. Cecilia can slow down this high-powered Donovan Trumbull Cardinal offense. Again, coming in, the Cardinals averaging 500 yards running and passing per game this season, 575 of all-around yardage on the season. And St. Cecilia has given up only 234, less than half of Donovan Trumbull Cardinals totals this season. Cardinal offense, the Blue Hawks will try to keep the team off the field by controlling the football, running the football. That's kind of the plan for St. Cecilia here this evening, and they would like to establish that running game and get it going here tonight. Tonight's game under the lights is brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, and residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or online at KriegerElectric.com. So this football game, again, has been delayed at the start due to a light problem here at Donovan Cardinals. In the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals field, St. Cecilia is on the far side of the field. They continue to loosen up and get ready for this game. As these players are anxious to get it going, the fans anxious for it. This is a big contest in Class C2. As, again, Donovan Trumbull wins, they win the district outright. Nobody can catch him. St. Cecilia will win the district if they win tonight and then beat Thayer Central next Thursday night. Donovan Trumbull does play next Thursday, but it's against Ravenna, not a district team. This is the last district game for Donovan Trumbull. So they win, they go unbeaten in the district, automatically qualify for the football playoffs. Both of these teams, in all likelihood, are going to be in the playoffs this year. But you automatically qualify. You know for sure you're in when you win your district. So a big football game. Last year over at Duncan Field, Donovan Trumbull defeated St. Cecilia 38-21, giving the Blue Hawks one of their four losses on the season. Donovan Trumbull went all the way to the state semifinals last year in C2 before losing to the Sutton Mustangs, and Sutton went on to a defeat in the state championship game. But Donovan Trumbull, after going to the state semis last year, they have higher goals, getting back there, of course, and winning the thing this year. They are number one ranked, several publications. So they are about a few minutes away from getting this football game kicked off. So I tell you what, John, they just told us that it's going to be about 15 minutes here, folks, before this game kicks off. So we're not going to stay here and chat for 15 minutes. I tell you what, we're going to send this thing back to John Dibbern, and if he wants to get the 1550 KICS game on for a few minutes, that would be fine too, because we're not going to bore you for 15 minutes here at the Donovan Trumbull as they wait for these lights to come on. If they do get started before that time, we'll jump back in here and get you on. You won't miss anything here from Donovan Trumbull. So we're going to take a break and talk with you in a few minutes here, and we'll go back to the radio station and we'll be back in a few minutes when this game is ready to begin. They figure it may be about another 10 to 15 minutes. So we're going to send it back to 1230 KHS Radio Studios, and John Dibbern. We'll join you in just a few minutes for the start of this St. Cecilia Donovan Trumbull football game.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
And welcome back to Donovan, Nebraska, and high school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio. This football game is going to kick off in about 4 minutes or so here from the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals football field. Blaine Bulis with you. It's St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, and we have our light problem solved here tonight. All of the lights now back on at Donovan Trumbull Cardinals field here this evening. We had one bank that just would not respond, and we were informed that, to quote a line from the great movie Christmas Vacation, squirrel! There was a squirrel in one of the transmitting problems, caused a transmission problem over here on one of the bank of lights. And so that caused that problem. They have replaced it. They're ready to roll. The lights are on. We're going to play football here. I'll be in about an hour late, but these young men from St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull getting ready again, going through their pregame workouts for the second time tonight as they're about ready to kick off here this evening from Donovan. And again, the Blue Hawks come in 5-1. The Cardinals are 6-0. Last district game of the year for Donovan Trumbull. They will win the district and the automatic state playoff berth with a win here tonight. This will be their first ever district championship. If St. Cecilia can win, they will hand Donovan their first loss of the year and first district loss, and St. Cecilia could win the district by beating Thayer Central then next Thursday as they would go unbeaten in district competition. So a lot on the line tonight. Both these teams, in all likelihood, are going to make the playoffs, but you want to make sure you're in there by winning the district. And Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia, two teams in the top 10 in the Class C2 ratings. In fact, the Cardinals number one in a number of publications, we understand. And St. Cecilia has been pretty much in the top 10 all season long. Also, they are 5-1. Donovan Trumbull is 6-0 on the season. And last week's St. Cecilia beat Southern Valley by the score 42-0. That's a team Donovan Trumbull won in its opening game, 48-25. The only loss of the year for St. Cecilia was given to them by the Blue Hill Bobcats in week number 3. 30-14, Bobcats won that one. Donovan Trumbull defeated Blue Hill in the second week of the season, 34-12. So these two teams have played common opponents. Both of them have beaten Superior. Both of these teams have beaten Sutton. And, of course, last week, right here on this field, Donovan Trumbull came from behind to beat Sutton in a very good Class C2 game, 34-30, scoring in the fourth quarter and then holding that high-powered Sutton offense off the clock in the last 5 minutes or so. And Donovan Trumbull won it by the score of 34-30. So the teams around their head coaches, we're about ready to kick this thing off here tonight from Donovan Trumbull with the St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull to kick it off. The lights are back. We're ready to roll. We had the little bonus coverage on 1550 KICS with Adams Central out to a pretty good lead over Grand Island Central Catholic in that second quarter of a play. But it's going to be St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, Class C2 tonight. This is one of the bigger games on the Class C2 schedule here this evening. And Donovan Trumbull won the toss. They deferred until the second half, so they're going to kick the football off tonight. To start this game, St. Cecilia is going to get it first. St. Cecilia is expected to start Cannon Howell at quarterback, Tyler Wilner at fullback, Patrick Herman at I-back, Avery Driscoll of the slot back. Alex Sheehy, the tight end. Jake Cato will be the split end. Tommy O'Keefe, Trevor Ernst, Dallas Kimenaugh, Ty Mangers, and Lance Schmidt, who would be at that right tackle, is injured. He will not be in there tonight. A knee problem there, hurt last week in the Southern Valley game, and Cody Zexer will be at right tackle for St. Cecilia. Patrick Herman is deep and kicked the football off for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. We'll be kicking it off. It looks like Blake Rainford's going to kick it off here, as the Cardinals will be on defense first. There's the kick down to Patrick Herman. Excuse me, about the 15-yard line. It's Avery Driscoll. Comes to the near sideline. He's going to be pulled down there by Tom Pfeiffer on the tackle. And St. Cecilia will start on that return by Avery Driscoll at the 26-yard line. First and 10, St. Cecilia on their own 36-yard line. So here we go with the St. Cecilia offense, and they would like to get a running game going to keep that Donovan Trumbull defense off the field here tonight. They come out in the I formation, Wilnert at fullback, Herman at the I back. In motion is Driscoll. He goes into the backfield, and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals look like they jump. A little bit different look there as Driscoll from the wingback came in motion and then stopped in the backfield, and an offside penalty on the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. So they jumped a little too quick, a little too anxious. Both these teams are raring to go after the 45-minute delay due to the light problem, but we're bright and ready to roll here. First and five on the five-yard penalty. Driscoll goes in the backfield. He'll lead Herman. Herman gets it out to about the 35-yard line, going to be close to a first down. They will spot the football right at the 35. There's a pickup of four on the play there for Patrick Herman. And the tackle made there by Donovan Trumbull's Adam Gomez. It's going to be second and a yard to go as Patrick Herman got four on that play. For the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, there's the handoff to the fullback Wilner this time. Wilner got about a yard. It's going to be close to a first down. It's going to be third and inches are a first down, and the officials are going to have their measurement here, and it's a measurement gang, the Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang, going to be out here early tonight. Whether you're looking to improve your existing home or to build a brand new home, you can always count on the Measurement Gang at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein for all of your lumber and hardware needs. Helpful advice and a square deal every time. Talk to Gene or Colby at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today. And it is a first down. The Measurement Gang, the Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang, it's indicated a first down for St. Cecilia, first and 10 on the 36, a pickup of one there by Tyler Wilnard on the play. And that tackle was made by Jake Kreitel of Donovan Trumbull, but it was not enough to prevent the Bluehawks from getting the first down of the game. First and 10 at the 36-yard line for St. Cecilia. So they get an offside penalty and a couple running plays and score. Double wing this time. Herman from the wing gets the football, gets it out to about the 38-yard line. A pickup of two on the play there for Patrick Herman as St. Cecilia puts out a little bit different of a look there, the double wing, as Patrick Herman from the left wing took that toss and ran for 2 yards on the play. And the tackle there, Jesse Antel, for the tackle for Donovan Trumbull, but a 2-yard gain for Herman, second and eight at the 38-yard line for St. Cecilia. Double wing again, the handoff to Wilder, the fullback stacked up at about the 40-yard line. Not much there, maybe a yard on the play. About a yard on the play, maybe two for Tyler Wilner. And it's going to be third down and about 6 yards to go on a 2-yard pickup there by Tyler Wilner. Third and six at the 40-yard line for St. Cecilia. They got to get up to their own 46. It's third and six. First third down conversion of this football game. There's the pitch to Herman. He's going to be stacked up. No gain there, and St. Cecilia is going to have to punt that football as Patrick Herman gets nothing on that third and six play. No gain. It's going to be fourth down and 6 yards to go. And the tackle by Grady Cook, the big 210-pound senior defensive lineman for Donovan Trumbull. Fourth and six Bluehawks at their own 40-yard line. And Patrick Herman, who averages about 36 yards a punt, will kick it away. And going back to receive is going to be Jordan Slough. We're going to hear his name a lot. He does just about everything for the Cardinals. Herman will punt it. Nice high kick. The coverage down the field. Slough will let it go. It bounces. The Saints will see a bounce inside the 20 and down to about the 15-yard line. So Donovan Trumbull will start deep in their territory. Got a nice Saints to see a bounce there. First down and 10 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull. A 44-yard punt there by Patrick Herman. And Donovan Trumbull will start first and 10 at about their 17-yard line. So first and 10 at the 17. The Cardinals come out and they have it quarterback Riley Wiltfong. Jordan Slough's the running back. The ball's going to be Hand it off to Jordan Slough. Slough gets it to the 20, maybe the 21-yard line. Pretty good pickup on first down for Jordan Slough.
Cody Zexer and Avery Driscoll to stop for the Blue Hawks.
From the 17 to the 20, a pickup of a 3 on the play for Slough. It's going to be second down and 7 yards to go. Second and 7 at the 20 for Donovan Trumbull. Again in the shotgun, it's Wiltfong. He'll keep the football on the option. Goes to his left. Keeps that football still on his feet. He's out near the first down marker by the 25, 26-yard line. Looks like a first down. Wiltfong runs it from his 20 to the 26-yard line. A pickup of 6 on the play, so it's going to be third down and a yard to go. Wiltfong got 6 of the 7, and Alex Sheehy on the tackle for St. Cecilia. Third and a yard for the Cardinals at their own 26-yard line. Wiltfong in the shotgun. Wants to throw for the first down. Does it cross the middle wide open on the play. It's Jordan Slough to the 50. 45 to the 40-yard line. The third and a yard and the completion. From Wiltfong to Slough. The tackle by Patrick Herman, but a big game there. Down to the 38-yard line of St. Cecilia. So Wiltfong on the completion to Slough. 24, a 46-yard pickup there. 36-yard pickup. With Slough on the catch and run there, first and 10 at the St. Cecilia 38. And off running the football as a flag flies there is going to be Jordan Slough. He got it inside the 35, but there's a flag on the play. A 36-yard pickup there on the catch and run and a holding call on Donovan Trumbull. The flag's at the line of scrimmage on the 39-yard line. Pretty Zexer on that tackle, but that's going to be brought back there. A flag, a 10-yard penalty on the Cardinals. That's already two penalties on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to be first and 20. Back at the St. Cecilia 48-yard line. A 10-yard holding penalty from the spot of the foul. First and 20 at the 48 for Donovan Trumbull. Wiltfong wants to throw. Looks left, throws right. It's caught and dropped. Not able to catch that football. Johnny Gomez incomplete. Second down and 20 yards to go at the 48-yard line for St. Cecilia. Jake Cato was defending on that play. No huddle for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They keep things moving. They get the play from the sideline. The coach on the sideline, and they run a no huddle. Get the signals from the coach on the sideline and get it going. In the shotgun, it's Wiltfong rolling to his right, coming this way. The toss goes to Slough. Hangs on to the football. He'll get maybe a yard on the play. And Tommy O'Keefe on the tackle. Jordan Slough was tackled for really a yard gain. It's going to be third and about 19 yards to go at about the 47-yard line. So Slough picked up one there. Third and 19 at the 47-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. So they have a third and long here. Wiltfong will be in the shotgun. Gets the football, wants to throw, does long on the near sideline. It's in the air. It's going to be incomplete. Intended for the wide receiver on the play. Jordan Slough incomplete. Jake Cato was on the coverage, and he was step for step with Slough there, and it fell incomplete. Fourth down and about 19 for the Cardinals, and they will have to punt for the first time tonight. They're at the St. Cecilia 47-yard line. The punter is Jordan Slough, just now making his way back to the backfield. He's going to have to drop back about another 10 yards to punt the football. So Jordan's going to punt it away. And back for this punt is Avery Driscoll for St. Cecilia. So each team's defense has stopped the other's offense. Slough, line drive, kick, bounces to Driscoll, fields it at the 15. To the 20 near sideline. He's knocked out of bounds. A big hit there by Donovan Trumbull's Dalton Lewis, the freshman, it looks like. It looked like 55, but it might have been another number. But a good hit there by Donovan Trumbull. It's at the 22-yard line, first and 10 for St. Cecilia. First down and 10 at the 22-yard line, second possession for the St. Cecilia of Blue Hawks. First and 10 at the 22, Blue Hawks. Second possession of this first quarter, 6:53 to go. We're scoreless. Handoff goes to Herman. Patrick Herman stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like a loss there, maybe a yard on the play.
Loss on the play.
A loss of a yard. And the tackle there by Eric Tobin, the senior, along that defensive front for Donovan Trumbull. So it's second and 11 at the 21-yard line for St. Cecilia. A loss of a little on the play. We'll call it a yard. Second and 11 yards to go at the 21-yard line for St. Cecilia. Out they come now with Driscoll on the right wing. Herman on the left. The handoff goes to the fullback, Tyler Wilnert. He gets it up to about the 25-yard line. A pickup of maybe four on the play. Wilnert rushes for four there. And it's going to be third down and 7 yards to go at the 25-yard line. That man, Eric Tobin, once again on the tackle for Donovan Trumbull. Third and seven at the 25-yard line. First quarter, no score. St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, Class C2 High School football. Number one ranked Donovan Trumbull in St. Cecilia tonight. The Blue Hawks also in that top 10 in C2. Third and seven at the 25. Avery Driscoll from the wingback spot is going to get no gain there. He's knocked down on the play. No gain on that play. And St. Cecilia is going to have to punt the football again. So up front, Donovan Trumbull, as Grady Cook makes the tackle there. Fourth down and seven. St. Cecilia will punt for the second time. So the St. Cecilia offense can't get rid of that defensive front of Donovan Trumbull. They have not been able to get much of a push. This evening, fourth and seven at the 25-yard line, and Herman drops back to punt. He does. High punt. Relatively short. Bounces in Donovan Trumbull. Terry takes another Blue Hawk bounce, and down there about the 41-yard line. And downing the football for St. Cecilia is Alex Sheehy. And Donovan Trumbull will start first down and 10 at the 41-yard line. A 30-yard punt there for Patrick Herman. First and 10 Cardinals at the 41-yard line. Second possession for Donovan Trumbull with 5:01 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless. Riley Wiltfong, the senior, in the shotgun. He'll be there every play. Fakes a handoff, does hand the ball off to Jordan Slough, and the offensive line pushes forward. Slough follows them from the 41 out to about the 46. A pickup of five on the play. Tyler Wilnert makes the tackle for St. Cecilia at the 46. Second down and 5 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull. Wiltfong gets the football. Hands off to Slough. Not much room there. Maybe a yard or a half yard. The St. Cecilia front right there on the tackle. So forward progress, no gain at the 46-yard line. Cody Zexer makes the play there for St. Cecilia, leading that charge. Third down and 5 yards. Fumble at their own 46-yard line. So both of these defenses playing well up front. Not much running room for either ball club. Wiltfong rolls it, throws it across the middle, and it's going to be caught for a first down. Catching the football is Creighton Burr for a first down. A 14-yard pickup, Jake Cato on the tackle for St. Cecilia. It's at the 42-yard line of St. Cecilia. A pickup there of 12 yards on the play. And it's first and 10. Running the football is going to be Slough from the 42-yard down to the 37, and pickup of four is Alex Sheehy on the stop there for St. Cecilia. Second and four on the St. Cecilia 37-yard line. In St. Cecilia territory for the second time of the Cardinals. Wiltfong hands the ball off to Slough. At the last minute, he gives it to Slough, and he runs for a first down for Donovan Trumbull. A pickup of 10 yards on the play or so for Slough. Moves it from the 37 to the 27-yard line. A pickup of 10 for Slough. He's rushed now for 25 yards, first and 10 at the 27-yard line. Donovan Trumbull on the move. They have three first downs now, two on this drive. Wiltfong hands it off to Slough. Straight up the middle and over left guard to maybe the 25. Short gain there. Zexer again on the tackle for St. Cecilia. Pickup of two down to the 25-yard line.
Slough gets two on that play. Second and eight. Cardinals at the St. Cecilia 25-yard line. One wide receiver to the left. Two, three wide receivers to the left. Tight ends on the left side. Wilt Fong and Slough in that backfield. Wilt Fong puts it in the belly of Slough. He keeps the football. Runs for maybe a yard before he's pulled down there. Not much there. It's going to be third and short for
Tommy O'Keefe.
Tommy O'Keefe makes the tackle. We'll call it the 23. It's going to be third down and 5 yards to go for the Cardinals at the St. Cecilia 23-yard line. Third and five. It's a big third down play here with 2:25 to go. First quarter clock runs. Third and five at the 23. Wilt Fong. In that shotgun, rolls to his left, has receivers all over the place, throws it across the middle, it's caught for a first down, running that football inside the 10-yard line. On the third completion in three attempts, Creighton Burr with the catch. First and goal. That, we'll call it the 9-yard line, a pickup of 14 there as Burr gets his second catch. First and goal at the 9-yard line. For Donovan Trumbull. Fake that, giving that ball to the running back. Gets inside the nine. Lorenzo Williams with his first carry. Squirmed away from a couple of tackles. And Williams ran for two. Cody Zexer on the tackle again. And a fumble. And Zexer with the fumble recovery. So the Cardinals turn it over. Did not even see that fumble. Lorenzo Williams had his first carry. Got 2 yards, but he fumbled it, and Cody Zexer gets on it for St. Cecilia at the 7-yard line. So it's first and goal at the first and 10 at the 7 for St. Cecilia after the fumble recovery by Zexer. Running this way, Patrick Herman. He's going to be brought down about the 5, a loss on the play. A loss. Up to the 10, excuse me, a gain there of about 3 on the play. At the 10-yard line, a 3-yard pickup there by Patrick Herman. It's 2nd and 7 at the 10, so Lorenzo Williams ran for a couple of yards but fumbled it away. St. Cecilia recovered. They get 3 on first down, 2nd and 7. Handoff goes to Patrick Herman. He's out to the 15, gets out to maybe the 17 or 18, going to be close to a first down, and he might just have it. Jordan Slough on the tackle there for Donovan Trumbull, and it's a first down out to the 17-yard line, and just enough for the first down. And a 7-yard pickup for Patrick Herman. First and 10, Blue Hawks at the 17-yard line. We're in the final minute of the first quarter of play. The handoff goes to Herman. He gets it up to maybe the 20. Got about 3 there, but not really much running room. Herman got 3.
Tanner Taylor.
2nd and 7 at the 20. Tanner Taylor, the senior, on the stop there for Donovan Trumbull. 2nd and 7, Blue Hawks at their own 20-yard line. So a fumble recovery inside of that red zone by Donovan Trumbull. And it's 2nd and 7 at the 20 for the Blue Hawks. Final 20 seconds of the first quarter. There's the toss to Herman. He will get out to the 20, but not much running room. Maybe a yard or two. That's going to be the final play, probably, of the first quarter of play. A gain of a yard for Herman. It's going to be second or third down. Winner return, and that's the end of the first quarter. So each team has had the football a couple times. Third possession for St. Cecilia. But after one, St. Cecilia nothing. Donovan Trumbull nothing. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Donovan, Nebraska. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia scoreless after one quarter of play. Blue Hawks on their third possession face a third and six at their own 21-yard line. Donovan Trumbull got the football inside the 10-yard line but fumbled it away on their last possession, the second of two. Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. Some stats for you in that first half brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. For St. Cecilia, they were able to rush for only 21 yards, did not throw a pass in the first half. Donovan Trumbull ran for 37 yards and passed for 62 in that first half. Riley Wiltfong, 3 out of 3 of throwing the football. St. Cecilia with a couple first downs. Donovan Trumbull with 4 in the first half. 1 turnover on Donovan Trumbull. None so far on St. Cecilia. Those first quarter stats courtesy Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. First play of the second quarter, it's running the football. Patrick Herman, he will get it out past the 30-yard line, or close to the 30-yard line, about the 27, in fact. Not quite the 30, and they're eyeing the football are the officials, and they're going to measure it once again. So the Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang is going to come back out. And whether you're looking to improve your existing home or to build a brand new home, you can always count on the Measurement Gang at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein for all of your lumber and hardware needs. Helpful advice and a square deal every time. Talk to Gene or Colby at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today. A master statistician, Gene Shaw's up here with us tonight, says it's going to be a little bit short. He is going to be correct. They are just about exactly what Gene said. So it's going to be a pickup of 5. They needed 6. They got about 5.5. So we'll call it 5-yard gain. It's 4th and 1 yard, and St. Cecilia's Patrick Herman's going to have to punt. St. Cecilia not going to risk it here in a scoreless game at their own 26-yard line, 4th down and 1 yard. And Donovan Trumbull is going to get that football for the third time tonight. Early in the second quarter, we had a delay at the start of this game before it started. A bank of lights out. They got the lights taken care of, and so we started a bit late. That's why we're early in the second quarter of this scoreless football game in Donovan here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. A booming punt by Herman will bounce all the way inside the 15, inside the 10, down at the 10-yard line by St. Cecilia. The line of scrimmage was back at the 26, a 53-yard punt by Herman as he got his third good bounce for St. Cecilia. But that was a booming punt by Herman over the head of Jordan Slough. And at the 10-yard line, Donovan Trumbull will get it. Slough was over his head, and he just had to watch it bounce. First and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 10. The special teams play coming into play there. Riley Wiltfong in the shotgun for Donovan Trumbull. We'll hand that football off to Jordan Slough. The blocking forms, and he moves it out to the 15, maybe the 16-yard line. See where they spot it. They're going to spot it at the...
Gus Clark and Trevor
Ernst on the stop. Call it the 16, a pickup of 6. Gus Clark on the tackle there for St. Cecilia. 35 yards on the ground for Jordan Slough. 2nd and 4 at the 16. Handoff goes to Slough. He'll get maybe a yard or a half yard, but not much there for Slough. On the tackle, Cody Zexer makes that tackle. There's a pickup of 1 yard at the 17 now. 3rd down and 3 yards to go for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals there at their own 17. They have 4 first downs. St. Cecilia has a couple. This is another one of those 3rd down, 3rd and short, 3rd and 3 at the 17. Wiltfong in the shotgun, but he has 2 backs back there with him this time. And he will hand the ball off, and Jordan Slough gets ahead of steam and runs it for a first down.
6 yards.
And 1st down and 10 yards to go. Tyler Wilner makes the stop, but not before Jordan Slough moves that football out to the 22-yard line. A pickup of 5 and a 1st down. Slough has rushed for 41. He's caught 1 pass for 36. 1st and 10 at the 22-yard line. Wiltfong to Slough. Pulled down about the 25-yard line. A pickup of 3 on the play for Slough. Tommy O'Keefe will get that tackle for St. Cecilia. Pickup of 3 for Slough, 2nd and 7 at the 25-yard line. Again, the play comes in from the near sideline. Donovan Trumbull Cardinals call the play from the sidelines, and the team just never huddles. They go out in the no-huddle offense, second and seven at their own 25-yard line. Wiltfong will hand it off to Slough. Slough behind that offensive line gets it out to about the 30. The 25, they spotted at the 30, a pickup of five on the play. Tommy O'Keefe again on another tackle for St. Cecilia along that defensive front. It's third down and two at the 30-yard line for the Cardinals. Third possession of the game, the first this quarter. 9.5 minutes to go before halftime. We are scoreless. St. Cecilia nothing, Donovan Trumbull nothing. Third and two at the 30-yard line. Wiltfong will take that snap. He'll roll to his right on the option. He'll keep the football. He'll run for a first down to the 40. 45-yard line before he's finally pulled down on the play. Riley Wiltfong on the play. A nice run. Jake Cato on the tackle. He moves it from his 30 out to the Donovan Trumbull 45-yard line. A pickup of 15 there by Wiltfong and a first down. 72 yards rushing for Donovan Trumbull. First and 10 at the 45-yard line for the Cardinals. Wiltfong will turn, hand it off to Slough. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. The first hit there by Trevor Ernst. Ernst was the first hit, and he will be credited with that tackle. A loss in the play and also a holding penalty on Donovan Trumbull. So a loss back to the 43, a loss of two. We'll see if St. C wants to keep that play or move the Cardinals even 10 yards further back. The flag's at the 43-yard line. That's where the loss was indicated. So it's going to be the Blue Hawks taking this penalty. And it moves the football back at the 33-yard line. A 10-yard penalty on the hold. Moves it back to the 33. It's going to be first down and about 22 yards to go for the Cardinals at their own 33-yard line. First and 22 at the 33. Wiltfong now will drop back and throw. Long down the center of the field. It's going to be in the air, and it's going to be intercepted on the play by Jake Cato. Cato with the interception as the Cardinals go long on the play. They intended it for Johnny Gomez, but it was Cato on the interception. The second turnover on Donovan Trumbull. And St. Cecilia with the Cato interception has the football first down and 10 yards to go at their own 27-yard line. So a fumble inside the 10 at the St. Cecilia 7, and now the interception by Cato, and St. Cecilia has forced two turnovers on defense. That was one-on-one coverage, and Cato got the interception. First and 10 at the 27. Cannon Howell wants to throw. Does near sideline, and it's going to be caught on the near sideline.
Pass complete to Alex Sheehy.
By Alex Sheehy, the tight end. The first throw of the night for Cannon Howell. Moves it from the 27-yard line out to the 34. A pickup of 7 on the play on the first pass completion. Tanner Taylor makes the tackle and the first catch of the night for St. Cecilia. Alex Sheehy got 7. Second and 3 for the Blue Hawks at their own 34-yard line. Fourth possession of the night for St. Cecilia. And that first down,
timeout, St. Cecilia.
3 yards away, and the Blue Hawks are going to take a timeout. So St. Cecilia will take a timeout, so we'll take one here with 8:46 to go first half. St. Cecilia nothing. Donovan Trumbull nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Back at the KHAS Sports Studios, we got some other scores to update you on. Currently, number 6, Adams Central in Class C1 is leading it over Grand Island Central Catholic in the third quarter. It is Adams Central 24, Grand Island Central Catholic nothing. At Chase County, number 5, Kearney Catholic in C1 leads it is tied with Chase County. They are in the second quarter. It is 7-7 between Kearney Catholic and Chase County. And Ravenna is currently losing to Southern Valley at halftime. Southern Valley 21, Ravenna 12. Let's take you back out to Donovan Trumbull.
Okay, thank you very much, John. That scoreboard updates brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Cannon Howell runs for a first down right up the middle from the 34-yard line up to the St. Cecilia 43. Got 9 on the play and a first down. So Cannon Howell gets 9 and a first down. First and 10, Blue Hawks on their own 43-yard line. Keeping the footballs, Howell. He's going to lose a yard this time. Second down and 11 yards to go. A loss of 1 on the play. Second and 11 at the 42-yard line. St. Cecilia loses a yard there. First and 10 at that play, but a loss of a yard on the play. It's going to be second down and 11 yards to go. Creighton Burr with the stop for a loss of a yard. St. Cecilia second down and 11 at the 42-yard line. Cannon Howell over center. Three backs lined up right behind Howell. Second and 11. Third man through is Herman, and he's flipped over. Patrick Herman upended at the 43. No gain there. It's going to be a loss. No gain there at the 42-yard line. Blake Williams upended Patrick Herman. No gain on the play. Third down and 11 yards to go for St. Cecilia at the 42. The Blue Hawks have not been able to solve the front people for St. Cecilia. Eric Tobin, Adam Gomez, Grady Cook up front. Jake Kreitel, Blake Williams, Creighton Burr, the linebackers. Keeping the football is Howell. He will run for 5 or 6, but it's going to be fourth and long. Cannon Howell, the quarterback, runs it from the 42-yard line up to the 48. A pickup of 6, but it's going to be fourth down and 5 yards to go. So far, St. Cecilia on the tackle for Donovan Trumbull. It's Blake Williams, the junior, makes that stop for the Cardinals. Fourth and 5 at the 48, and another punt coming up for Patrick Herman. This will be his fourth punt of the evening. His last one was just about 60 yards. It was 59. Herman's punt, another good one. Slough back, will let it go. It'll bounce into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and Donovan Trumbull will start. First down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. So the defensive struggle continues. A punt there of about 52 yards for Patrick Herman as that football rolls into the end zone. First and 10. Cardinals at their own 20 on the touchback. 0-0, 6:45 to go first half. Wilt Fong will be in the shotgun. Slough is in the backfield. The handoff goes to Slough. We'll get it out to the 25-yard line. Avoids a couple tacklers. Finally pulled down the play out past the 30-yard line. A first down for Jordan Slough. First down and 10 for Donovan Trumbull. Tyler Wilnard makes the tackle, but not before Jordan Slough gets it out to the 32-yard line, a pickup of 12 on the play. First down and 10 at the 32-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. Slough gets the football. He's going to be hit for no gain this time. On the tackle for St. Cecilia, Cody Zexer. He's been on a lot of them already tonight. 5, in fact. No gain, second and 10 at the 32-yard line. So Slough, who has 61 yards on the ground, stopped there for no gain. Second and 10 yards to go for the Cardinals at the 32-yard line. Riley Wiltfong, the senior, in that backfield. Jordan Slough, the senior. A handoff to Slough, the workhorse, out to about the 35-yard line. Once again, Tommy O'Keefe. The football at the 35-yard line, a pickup of 3 on the play for Slough. And it's going to be third down and 7 yards to go for the Cardinals at their own 35-yard line. This is their fourth possession of the game. They've been in Blue Hawk territory a couple times. In fact, fumbled at the Blue Hawk 7-yard line, their first turnover of the night. They've been the only team in that red zone tonight. Third and 7 at the 35-yard line. Clock continues to run with 5:20 to go in this first half. Wiltfong wants to throw on third and 5. Good protection. Throws the near sideline. It's going to be incomplete. A little bit too tall for Johnny Gomez, and incomplete. And Joe Clark on the defense there. Fourth down and 7. The pass there, incomplete. Wiltfong's first incompletion of the night. He's 3 out of 4 throwing the football. for 62 yards. Fourth and 7 for the Cardinals at their own 35-yard line. And Jordan Slough will go back and punt. For Donovan Trumbull, a punting matchup. Herman and Slough, the tailbacks, are doing the punting here tonight. They are the punters for these teams, and there's the punt to Slough. Looks things over, but kicks it away. Line drive kick that bounces inside the 40. St. Cecilia lets it go. Donovan Trumbull downs it at about the St. Cecilia 37-yard line. So St. Cecilia will have it again. 29-yard punt there, and at the 27-yard line, St. 37-yard line, St. Cecilia will start first and 10 at their own 37-yard line. So the Blue Hawks will get it for their fifth possession of this half. Again, a defensive struggle. And the way this one's going, a couple of scores might win it. Cannon Howell hands off to Herman. Herman with a little running room to the 40, out to about the 43-yard line. So Blue Hawks getting a little bit more running room, out to the 43. A pickup of 6 on the play there by Patrick Herman, and he has rushed for 20 yards tonight. And a penalty on Donovan Trumbull, a face mask, moves it all the way out to the 49-yard line. A 5-yard penalty after the play, a face mask on Donovan Trumbull, a first down for St. Cecilia, first and 10 on their own 49-yard line. So a 6-yard gain and a 5-yard penalty on a face mask on the Cardinals. First and 10, St. Cecilia at their own 49-yard line. St. Cecilia trying to get into Donovan Trumbull territory in this second quarter of play. Three backs behind the quarterback. The handoff to Wilner. A flag flies there as the play down to the 45. That was a pickup of 4, but St. Cecilia is going to be whistled for a hold this time. The flag at the 49-yard line. So that will move the football, 49 of Donovan Trumbull. That will move the football back to the 41-yard line. It's going to be first down and 18 yards to go. Dallas Kimenaw whistled for the hold that time. First and 18 at the 41-yard line. The spot of the foul, 10 yards. And St. Cecilia moves it back to the Blue Hawk 41-yard line. First down and about 18 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Handoff goes to Herman. Little running room to the 45, almost knocked out of his hands. Herman still on his feet inside Cardinal territory from the 41. He moves it to the Donovan Trumbull 47-yard line. There's a pickup of 12 on the play, and it's going to be a 12-yard pickup, and it's going to be second down and 6 yards to go at the Donovan Trumbull 47-yard line. So Herman goes for 6 there, and a little bit more running room for St. Cecilia in the second quarter than they had in the first. They've solved a little bit that Donovan Trumbull front people. There's a handoff to Herman. Dances to his left, 45, 40. Inside the 40, has a first down. And Patrick Herman runs that football from the 47-yard line down to the 37. And it's going to be a 10-yard pickup on the run there by Patrick Herman and Tanner Taylor. In on the tackle for Donovan Trumbull. First and 10 at the Cardinals' 37-yard line. They move the chains. They spot the football. The clock runs with under 4 minutes to go. First half. St. Cecilia has used one timeout. Donovan Trumbull has not used any. First and 10, Blue Hawks at the 37-yard line. I formation, and the fullback, Wilner, jumped before the count. An illegal procedure on St. Cecilia, 5-yard penalty. We'll move it back to the Cardinals' 42-yard line. First down and 15 yards to go. The second penalty on the Blue Hawks for 15 yards tonight. First and 15 at the Cardinals' 42-yard line. We are scoreless. We are late in the first half. Briskly played first half after the light problem here at Donovan this evening. We got the transformer taken care of. The lights were on. We started about 45 minutes past the starting time. There's a fumble as Cannon Howell tried to handle off to Wilner. They never made connections, but Howell fell on the football. For St. Cecilia, loss of a yard on the play back to the 43, and it's going to be second down and 16 at the Cardinals' 43-yard line. So the Cardinals can't make connections there. Excuse me, the Blue Hawks can't make connections in that handoff. Second and 16 at the 43. Cannon Allen the option to Herman. Hemmed in there, but breaks a tackle. And he'll get it maybe to the 42. Only a yard gain, but Herman avoided a big bigger loss back there. And he got a yard on the play. And it's third down and 15 yards to go at the 42-yard line. On the tackle there, Jordan Slough. Third and 15 at about the 42-and-a-half-yard line for St. Cecilia. Third and long, 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Third and 15 at the 42 for St. Cecilia. On the keeper, Cannon Allen, the option, tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. And Grady Cook got the hand on the ankle, and Howell couldn't keep his feet. A pickup of only 2, and it's fourth down and 13 yards to go. Cannon Howell got 2 on the play. And Donovan Trumbull will take a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body Shop. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body Shop of Hastings. We'll take a timeout with St. Cecilia facing a 4th and 13. The score, St. Cecilia nothing, Donovan Trumbull nothing. Back in 30 seconds.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Donovan, Nebraska. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, high school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Fourth down, 13 yards to go for St. Cecilia. They are at the Donovan Trumbull 40-yard line, and Patrick Herman's going to punt once again for St. Cecilia. 2:22 to go. Each team has used one of their three timeouts, and St. Cecilia is going to have to deal with the Donovan Trumbull offense once again, and nobody back for this punt. Donovan Trumbull's not going to bother with the block. They're just going to let the Blue Hawks kick this one away, get away from it. And the ball's going to run out of bounds on the far sideline. Another nice bounce for St. Cecilia. And Donovan Trumbull will have it first down and 10 at their own 5-yard line. A 35-yard punt, but no return. Cardinals had no one back to return it, so they'll start first and 10 at the 5 with 2:13 to go, two timeouts in this scoreless football game. The Cardinals have not kicked a field goal yet this season, so they're going to have had success through the air tonight. They've thrown for 62 yards. Wilt Fong in the shotgun. Riley will get that football. We'll hand it off to Slough. Since they're on their 5, the Cardinals are not going to throw it up here yet. From the 5 out to about the 9-yard line, a pickup of 4 on the play for Slough. He's rushed for 68, second and 6 yards to go at the 9-yard line. Clock continues to run with 1:48 to go. Wilt Fong in the shotgun, second and 6 at the 9-yard line. Wilt Fong gets it, keeps the football this time, fakes the handoff, will run the football, but a nice play by St. Cecilia. And Trevor Ernst on that tackle from the 9 out to about the 13, a pickup of 4, third down, and about 2 yards to go. Wilt Fong got 4. It's third and 2 at the 13. 1:18 clock runs in the first half. Third and 2 at the 13-yard line. Wilt Fong hands it off to Slough. Comes this way. He's going to be brought down at past the 15. And will have a first down.
6 yards will be a first down.
So Donovan Trumbull now with a little bit of that proverbial breathing room. Zach Kitten on the tackle, but a first down out to the 18-yard line. A pickup of 5 for Slough and a first down at the Cardinals' 18-yard line. The handoff goes to Lorenzo Williams this time. Williams will get it past the 20. Williams runs that football from the 18. Out to the 22-yard line, a pickup of 4 on the play. Williams runs for 4. And it's second and six of the Cardinal 22. Wiltfong to the air, near sideline. It's going to be incomplete, too high for Creighton Burr. Cato on the coverage, but that one overthrown, third and six at the 22. 39 seconds to go in this first half. We are scoreless. Donovan Trumbull, nothing. St. Cecilia, nothing. Third and six at the 22-yard line. Coming in now, Noah Keller will go out to a wide receiver position. Three out for the Cardinals. Wiltfong in the backfield. Third and six at the Cardinal 22-yard line. Wiltfong in the shotgun. He's been there every single play offensively. Will roll to his right and wants to throw. Does on the near side. It's going to be wide of the intended target. Looked like intended for Creighton Burr, but that one incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and 6 yards to go, and the Cardinals will have to punt. I believe St. Cecilia has punted six times. Donovan Trumbull, I think this is their five for St. Cecilia, and this will be the third punt for the Cardinals. Jordan Slough, the two turnovers on the Cardinals as they've turned that football away a couple of times. One deep inside St. Cecilia territory. Fourth down and 6 yards to go at the 22-yard line. Slough will kick it away. He does. High kick, not very long. Fair catch called and almost taken. Dropped, though, by Driscoll, but he falls on the football. As one of the punt return coverage people right there with Driscoll, he bobbled it. It hit the turf, but Avery fell on the football at the 45-yard line. 45-yard line of St. Cecilia. First down and 10 yards to go. So the Blue Hawks with two timeouts, 27 seconds to go in the first half, will have it. And we'll call it the 46. It's past the 45. 46-yard line. St. Cecilia with the football. Punt there of 24 yards, no return. 46-yard line for St. Cecilia. In the shotgun now, Cannon Howell. See if St. Cecilia wants to do something here. They hand it off to Driscoll, who's in motion. Driscoll to the 40, 45, midfield, inside Donovan Trumbull territory, and a flag flies as Driscoll is pulled out of bounds on the far sideline, and that's going to be a penalty on St. Cecilia. That will bring that play back. Driscoll had a first down inside the Cardinals 45-yard line, but a flag there, a hold, a block on that run, a hold on St. Cecilia. Will be a 10-yard penalty. We'll move the football back from the spot of the foul back to the 46, so it's the original line of scrimmage, a 10-yard penalty, but the penalty was at the 44 of the Cardinals, so it's first and 10 for St. Cecilia back at the 46-yard line. So the gain was enough, just about enough for a first down, and the penalty moves it back to the original line of scrimmage, first and 10 at the 46. Clock runs 6 seconds, the handoff. This time, running the football, keeping the football, Cannon Howell's. The first half will come to an end. Howell runs it out to the 49. He got three, but that's the end of the first half. St. Cecilia says, enough of the first half. We're just going to keep it on the ground, and that's the end of the first half here tonight. Donovan Trumbull, number one in the state in C2. St. Cecilia, also in that top 10 in C2. We are at halftime. The score, St. Cecilia nothing, Donovan Trumbull nothing. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with Case IH Magnum Tractors. From Fairbanks International, with 9 models, Case IH Magnums set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Donovan. We're at halftime of St. Cecilia's game with Donovan Trumbull, and it is nothing. Blue Hawks and the Cardinals, a defensive struggle, a punting contest tonight. Neither team has scored. Donovan Trumbull had the best chance in the first quarter of play, but they fumbled the football at the St. Cecilia's 7-yard line. And the Blue Hawks recovered on the play one of the two turnovers on the Cardinals in that first half. But that was in the first quarter. That's the deepest penetration of any team this evening. But the Blue Hawks turned it into a turnover and got the football this evening. This halftime show is brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. Some halftime stats for you from Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. Some stats presented for you at halftime here from Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Saints of Sea nothing, Donovan Trumbull Cardinals nothing. Two turnovers on the Cardinals in that first half. That fumble we talked about in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, an interception by St. Cecilia as they intercepted a pass. So Donovan Trumbull turned away a couple of times in the contest. St. Cecilia punted the football five times in the first half. Three punts by the Cardinals. They also gave the ball back on a fumble lost and that interception. So the Cardinals have thrown the football for 62 yards. As Riley Wiltfong is 3 out of 6 throwing the ball for 62. They've rushed for 104 yards, 73 for Jordan Slough, and 166 total yards for the Cardinals. St. Cecilia has rushed the ball for 57 yards, 43 by Patrick Herman, and only thrown one pass completed for 7 yards. The Blue Hawks with 64 total yards. The Cardinals with 166 in this contest this evening. So we are scoreless. St. Cecilia has not been in the red zone. The Cardinals have been in the red zone once, but they fumbled it to St. Cecilia at the Blue Hawks 7 and also turned it over one other time on an interception. St. Cecilia 3 penalties for 25 yards. Donovan Trumbull 4 for 30 in the contest. And St. Cecilia in the first half had 5 first downs. Donovan Trumbull with 8 up here this evening. So we'll take a timeout, and when we return, we'll hear from Mike Will as he previews the Hastings College football game tomorrow on 1230 KHAS Radio. Back with that right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
And welcome into the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here tonight as we talk with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper as Broncos in action again tomorrow as they take on a team from Fremont, Midland University, coming in to take on Hastings tomorrow. And coach, still looking for the first conference win of the season, but you guys continue to play hard, played hard last week in the loss to Morningside. But, boy, we just can't get off this night here for some reason.
No,
And you're right. They did play hard, and that's something we've talked to the guys a lot about. You know, it's not just about playing hard, though. Everybody plays hard. It's about making the play when you're expected to make the play and then make a play when you're not expected to make the play. And we worked hard on that this week. You know, another thing is the discipline. We got to make sure we're playing disciplined football within that system.
Found out why Morningside is ranked number one last week. They kind of dominated us. They got it to a good-sized lead by halftime, and then we played a little bit better in the second half.
We played a little bit better. I think our guy, there was no quit in our guys. You know, I think, again, Morningside was doing some things as well. But, you know, credit to our guys for playing four quarters in that game. And we getting that late field goal, you know, that's got to build some confidence because they are the number one team in the nation. I've coached against a lot of number one teams in the nation, the Sioux Falls, the Northwesterns. I've had to coach against all those guys. And this team, that team is as good as any of those teams in all three phases. They just do what they do.
Injuries continue to mount up for Hastings College. In fact, the starting quarterback for Hastings, Matt Overmiller, again, is going to be on the sideline tomorrow, and A.J. Palazzolo will be in there guiding the ship, so to speak.
Yeah, it's kind of been one of those seasons. You know, we've had a lot of them go down, and a lot of guys have had to step up. But, you know, we can't use it as a crutch either. We got to use it as a positive. We got to be next man up syndrome, and that's kind of where we're definitely at right now. But I think, you know, the quarterback position, everybody's going to look at that and be like, ooh. But A.J.'s gotten reps throughout the season. A.J.'s had to start a game from, you know, this season because of Matt's previous injury. So we got confidence that A.J. can go out there and play within the system.
I wouldn't call it a insecurity at quarterback, but just AJ in, AJ at, out, Matt in, Matt out. Has that caused any kind of a problem on the offense?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what the thing is that's kind of held us back. I think both those guys are good football players. They're good quarterbacks, each one of them in their own specific way. Matt has a very good understanding of our offense. I think Matt, prior to the injury against Morningside last week, he was moving the ball. He knew his reads were right. I think with AJ, he's getting a little bit more comfortable. And the thing is, they are two completely different types of quarterbacks. And, you know, there was only a couple times that we pulled Matt to put AJ in. The other time was due to an injury. And the other time we went into the game against Briarcliff was wanting to put him on a pitch count and kind of rotate every other series and do that just to see if that could light a spark for us. And, you know, it did. You know, we played a little bit better in that game. But it hasn't hindered us from the standpoint of guys not knowing who their leader is, because they both look at those two guys as leaders.
Have you had the game plan a little differently? Are you driving your offensive coordinator crazy by making the quarterback changes like this?
I think I drive those guys crazy regardless. I think just me walking down the hallway, they're like, oh, I'm going to turn around and go the other way. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. The decisions that we have made as a coaching staff in regard to that position, every other position, we sit down as a staff and we either agree or disagree. There's not going to be 100% agreement on it. There's never going to be 100% disagreement on it. We've come down. We've sat down, and we've come to agreement, okay, this is what we want to go into this game thinking, and we are all on the same page, and I think the players see that. You know, that's the biggest thing. When you do something like we've had to do, regardless if it was for an injury or for a performance on the field or whatever, you're always wondering, okay, are the guys still going to look at the coaches and think, these guys know what they're doing? And I think you can see, because the guys haven't quit, I think they see on the offensive side of the football, they know those coaches care, they trust those coaches, and they're just going to play with what they got.
What about Midland tomorrow? A team that comes in here 1-3 on the season. They are 2-3 in the conference. Maybe a team that's still looking for their identity and under their second-year head coach.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good call right there. I think the biggest thing with Midland is Midland. And I'm an old NIAC guy, and I've had to coach against Midland in the past. So this is what I mean by that is they're big, they're physical, and they're going to come after you, and they are going to swing for all four quarters. And that's just what Midland does. Midland's not going to come out and be one of those flashy teams that's got all these different formations or do these exotic blitzes. They come out, they do what they do, they play good hard-nosed football. And that's that identity there will always be in Midland.
You kind of like those type of games, don't you?
I do, personally, because I'm a defensive guy. I don't like these 60-61 games and different things like that. And I've been here at Hastings long enough to understand the rivalry with the Watchhorn-McLaughlin Trophy, what that means to both fan bases, to both players. And it is a very important thing. Right now, this game is the most important game on our schedule, because we have an opportunity to keep a trophy. We have something tangible that's been sitting in our locker room for 2 years now that's got our name on it, and we want to continue to play for that.
You've won four out of the last five against Midland. So that trophy has been here with the exception of 1 year for the last 5 years. That's something, like you said, good to hang on to.
It really is. And it couldn't have came, to be honest with you, at a better time in the season. I mean, we're going to have to play perfect. I want to make that perfectly clear. We're going to have to play perfect tomorrow. We're going to have to convert third downs. We're going to have to get off the field on third downs defensively. Our special teams is going to be a major, major emphasis tomorrow because you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they'll always pull out a trick play. They're very sound in that. So it's going to be a very tough physical football game for us with an opportunity for us to hopefully play well.
What impresses you most about Midland is take a look at them.
You know, again, you're going to kind of laugh at me, but it's the physicalness. You know, that's the big thing with me is I like the big physical teams. I remember when I was coaching other schools and I always had to coach against Hastings. That was the one thing that always impressed me with Hastings. They're big. They're physical. They play four quarters. They're going to hit you. They're going to pick you up, pat you on the butt, hit you again, knock you down. You know, and that's just kind of the mentality that Midland has. But I think from a specific standpoint, their quarterback is a guy that really impresses me. He's a very – very athletic. He can maneuver. You know, he's not one of those guys that's got great feet and can kind of throw the football. He's got great feet and he can throw the football. He can put it where it needs to be thrown, and I think that's a credit to that kid.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And Hastings in Midland tomorrow will kick off at 1 o'clock at the Osborne Sports Complex. Airtime will be at 12 o'clock noon on 1230 KHAS.
Psst, hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex Steel Siding and soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
1230 KHAS.
And back here at the KHAS Sports Studio. A few updates on scores coming through. In the fourth quarter, Adams Central leads it over Grand Island Central Catholic with about 10.5 minutes to go in that game. Adams Central leads it 31-6. Other games going on our Platte River Radio network of stations. Number 5, Kearney Catholic leads it over Chase County 14-7 at halftime. And Southern Valley leading it over Ravenna in the fourth quarter. It is 34-12. We'll take you back out to Donovan for the beginning of the third quarter where we're still looking for our first score.
All right, thank you very much, John Dibbern. And scoreboard updates are brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Furniture Direct delivers the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic and at FurnitureDirect.com. Score here is nothing-nothing. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull here at halftime, and we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. St. Cecilia nothing, Donovan Trumbull nothing. The second half going to begin in just a couple of minutes as the officials back out on the field again. A little bit later than normal tonight for our halftime. We had a delay before this one could get kicked off. We had a bank of lights out. They got the transformer replaced and things taken care of. The lights are on in full here. And so it was about a 45-50 minute delay before we started this game tonight. Started a few minutes before 8 o'clock, but a briskly played first half. No score in the game. Donovan Trumbull had the best chance to score when they had a first and goal at the St. Cecilia 9 in the first quarter, but fumbled the football and recovered by St. Cecilia at the 7-yard line. Tommy O'Keefe with that fumble recovery after the hit by Trevor Ernst there, and St. Cecilia got the football, forcing the Cardinals away from the end zone there. And St. Cecilia has not been able to get into the red zone of Donovan Trumbull yet. Defensive struggle and a punting matchup here this evening as the teams have punted a total of 8 times here tonight. So a scoreless football game here at halftime. So St. Cecilia nothing and Donovan Trumbull nothing. Reminder for you, after our contest here tonight on 1230 KHS Radio, stay tuned when we're finished with the play-by-play. We'll have our player of the game announced. Player of the game for this night, probably name a player from each team this evening, the way things are going here. And And then after that, the coach's post-game show. We hope to hear from one of the assistant coaches of St. Cecilia this evening. And after that, then here on 1230 KHAS and on Classic Hits 98.9, it's the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show with all the local area state football scores here this evening. And college football coming your way on KHAS Radio right here tomorrow. A 12 noon pregame for Hastings College and Midland kickoff at 1 o'clock here on 1230 KHAS Radio. The Hastings Broncos hosting Midland at 1 o'clock tomorrow on Lloyd Wilson Field. And the Nebraska Cornhuskers have this weekend off, so no football on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5 tomorrow. But hockey tomorrow night, the Breeze will be on, will have the coverage of the Tri-City Storm tomorrow night. We'll take our final timeout. When we return, we will have the third quarter after this 30-second halftime timeout.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm just hoping that the crowd continues to stay in it. I want to hear a little more, crowd. Can I hear
you? Welcome back to Donovan, Nebraska. The third quarter about ready to begin here. We are scoreless, St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia led in that first half defensively as Cody Zexer had six tackles and Tommy O'Keefe five. Zexer made the tackle and O'Keefe recovered the fumble as in Donovan Trumbull's first half. Also an interception by the Blue Hawks, Jeff Cato. For Donovan Trumbull, led in tackles in that first half by Tanner Taylor, the 160-pound senior and strong safety. He had four tackles to lead the way for Donovan Trumbull in that first half of play. Jordan Slough had three tackles. Eric Tobin had three in that first half, and Eric Tobin with three, Slough with three, and Grady Cook also with three tackles. Again, Donovan Trumbull, 166 total yards, 104 on the ground, 73 for Jordan Slough, and 166 total. St. Cecilia, 64 total yards that first half, only 57 on the ground, 43 by Patrick Herman. But St. Cecilia's defense has been pretty stout, though, as has the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Scoreless here at halftime. Donovan Trumbull will get the football. They won the opening toss, deferred. They'll get the football to start this third quarter. Nothing, nothing here at
surgery for a turf toe. So I don't know what's going on there.
Donovan Trumbull Cardinals field. So St. Cecilia will kick the football away. Aaron Gonzalez will kick off for the Blue Hawks. Back to receive. A couple of guys. Looks like Jordan Slough, Lorenzo Williams. It's a short kickoff. It bounces and falling on the football. St. Cecilia might have it. Donovan Trumbull couldn't get on the football. And there's a wrestling match going on there. Alex Sheehy is the St. Cecilia player. Donovan Trumbull, the young man who tried to get that football, looks like he has come up with it for Donovan Trumbull. Is that Jordan Slough? No, St. Cecilia recovers. Slough there and Sheehy there, and Jordan couldn't control that football on the kickoff return. Of course, it's a free ball once it goes past 10 yards. Alex Sheehy comes up with the ball at the 29-yard line. So that was kind of a fumble, a muff, but a turnover nonetheless on Donovan Trumbull, as they never made connections with the football. So it's really a muff, but the third turnover. They never did get possession of the football, and St. Cecilia has it first and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 29-yard line. So Sheehy on the football. Herman gets the football, runs it inside the 25-yard line.
6 yards up the middle.
This is St. Cecilia's deepest penetration, a 5-yard penalty there, or 5-yard run there by Patrick Herman. Second and 5 at the 24-yard line for St. Cecilia. It's Alex Sheehy covers that kickoff as the Cardinals cannot get a hold and secure of that kickoff. And Sheehy gets on it, so the turnover on Donovan Trumbull on the muffed kickoff. Hand off to Herman, dances his way to about the 15, and flags fly behind the line of scrimmage. Donovan Trumbull thinks they might have the football, but there's a flag on the play also to sort all this out. Down to the 15-yard line. We'll see what this is about. Two flags on the play. That might be a face mask on Donovan Trumbull. Not a hold on Saints. You see the line of scrimmage is the 15, a first down on the play. A first down run plus the face mask penalty will move it down to the 10-yard line, first and goal. So a 9-yard pickup there by Herman, a 5-yard face mask, first and goal at the 10-yard line. So St. Cecilia cannot get a first down. They are at first and goal at the 10. They got to get it into the end zone here. First and goal at the 10. Hand off to Herman. Dances his way inside the 10. Inside the 5. And close to the goal line, down to about the 1-yard line.
Real close to goal line.
Herman real close, didn't get in, but a nice move by Herman. Gets it down to the 1-yard line, second and goal at the 1-yard line. Herman with 66 yards rushing. So second and goal at the 1. So the big play there by Sheehy. Second and goal at the 1. Cannon Howell over center. He will go, and we'll see, into the end zone, touchdown. Cannon Howell with the 1-yard run and the touchdown.
But there is a flag.
Flag down. And that's going to be, looks like, ruled off. Illegal motion on St. Cecilia. Move it back 5 yards. Second and goal. Be back at the 6. So that touchdown nullified on the motion penalty on St. Cecilia. We'll move it back to the 6. It'll be second and goal. These two teams struggle to get into the end zone. St. Cecilia was there then, but a motion penalty turns that touchdown away. Second and goal back at the 6-yard line for St. Cecilia. They'll come out with triple backs behind quarterback Cannon Howell, double tight ends. The handoff to Herman. He'll be pulled down about the 6 behind the line of scrimmage. Nothing there for Patrick Herman. Could be a loss on the play. We'll see where they'll put the football down about the 6. No gain on the play. Third down and goal from the 6-yard line. And St. Cecilia is going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here during this timeout, but this timeout is brought to you by Hess Auto Body Shop. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body Shop of Hastings. We'll keep it here during this timeout. 6-yard line, third down and goal. St. Cecilia faces a third and goal. They were second and goal at the 1. A motion penalty moved them back to the 6, and no gain on that play. Third and goal when we come out of this timeout. So St. Cecilia taking advantage of the muffed kickoff return by Donovan Trumbull. Alex Sheehy getting on the football. And St. Cecilia got it at the Donovan Trumbull 29 to start this half. But now face a third and goal at the 6-yard line with 9:55 to go in this third quarter of play. All right, here we go. Third and 6. Three backs will stack up behind quarterback Cannon Howell. Double tight end for St. Cecilia. They have the near side of the field, the wide side of the field. Howell rolls to his right, wants to throw, looks right, has nowhere to go. He's going to have to get rid of the football. He'll throw it into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete, too high, intended for Avery Driscoll. Fourth down and goal from the 6. Howell avoids a big loss of about 15 yards. Fourth and goal at the 6. Now will St. Cecilia try an extra point. Coming out to hold looks like Gus Clark. And they're going to try for the field goal, Grant Schmidt, the freshman. The ball's going to be spotted about the 13-yard line. This will be a 23-yard field goal. It's not straight on. It's to the left of the uprights. 23-yard field goal attempt by Grant Schmidt. It is down. It is kicked. Certainly long enough and high enough, and it is good. A 23-yard field goal by Grant Schmidt with 9:39 to go in the first third quarter. Our first score of the night. We'll take a timeout. St. Cecilia 3, Donovan Trumbull nothing. Back with the Blue Hawks kickoff in 30 seconds.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
And back at Donovan Trumbull Cardinals Field here, 3-0 St. Cecilia. As the Blue Hawks recover the opening kickoff of the second half and get down to the one, but are forced back to the 6-yard line. And on a fourth and goal from the six, Grant Schmidt, the freshman, kicks a 23-yard field goal, and St. Cecilia gets on the board first tonight, 3-0 in this third quarter. Short kick again by St. Cecilia will go out of bounds, back about the 15, and it'll be going out of bounds, and that means Donovan Trumbull will start first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. So the kick going out of bounds, and high school football puts it out the 35-yard line, first and 10. 3-0, St. Cecilia, 9:39 to go in this third quarter of play. So Donovan Trumbull will come out. Riley Wiltfong, the senior quarterback, will be in there. Jordan Slough will be back there with him. Slough has scored 21 touchdowns this year, 17 on the ground, 4 through the air. The workhorse for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Wiltfong does a great job directing this club. Handoff goes to Slough. Comes to the near side and has some running room. Now Gus Clark comes up to meet him, and also another Blue Hawk there. Out past the 20-yard line. Also there with Clark was Trevor Ernst from the 35-yard line. And the ball touched on the far sideline. It was first and 10. About the 23-yard line. Slough gets it again. Still on his feet. Will get the football. Gus Clark on the tackle. Up past the 35-yard line. So Donovan Trumbull touched that football on the kickoff back at the 17. Slough got 6 on first down and moves it out far first down from the 23 out to the 35. He got 12 on that play. And it's first and 10 now at the 35-yard line. First and 10 at the 35-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. Wiltfong will keep the football, runs far side. He's at the 35, about the 36, maybe a yard or two there. St. Cecilia has a player down. The Blue Hawks have a player down on the far sideline, and it looks to be Patrick Herman from what we can deduct here. The football's out at the 37-yard line. A pickup of 2 on the play by Wiltfong. Patrick Herman down for St. Cecilia. Now to his feet. Goes to the far sideline, but he appears to be okay. Might have got a little wind knocked out. He's going to sit this play out. And so Herman will come out at least for this play. Dayton Seeley's in there for Herman. It's 2nd and 8 at the 37 for Donovan Trumbull. Wiltfong will bark out the signals. He's been in the shotgun every single play here. 8:30 and clock runs third quarter. 3-0 St. Cecilia. Wiltfong will hand it off to Slough. Slough will get maybe a yard or two to about the 38, 39-yard line. Jordan Slough's back there with the quarterback. He's a yard or so behind the quarterback. And the football, with Tyler Willard on the tackle out to the 39, a pickup of 2 on the play for Slough. And Jordan Wiltfong reads it. He either keeps it or hands it to Slough, most of the time giving it to Jordan. 3rd and 6 there on that gain of 2. Wiltfong now wants to throw this time. Throws it near sideline. It's going to be caught at the 47-yard line. Caught on the play to Johnny Gomez. First down and 10 from the 39-yard line to the St. Cecilia 47-yard line. Gomez with the catch there to the 46-yard line. 15-yard catch there by Gomez and a first down. First and 10 at the 46 of St. Cecilia. Slough evades one tackler, keeps his feet, runs it inside the 40 to about the 37-yard line. About 9 yards there for Jordan Slough. Alex Sheehy on the tackle, but not before 9 yards gained by Slough, who has 104 with that run. Second and a yard at the 37-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. Back in St. Cecilia territory. 7:18 clock runs third quarter. Wiltfong in the shotgun. Wants to throw it this time. Does across the middle. It's going to be caught and dropped. And does it hit the turf or intercept? It hits the turf. Boy, that was in the hands there. It looked like a Johnny Gomez. And then Avery Driscoll almost had it. Bounced out of the hands of Gomez. Driscoll almost had the interception. And it falls incomplete. Third down and a yard at the 37. 4 out of 8 throwing the ball for Riley Wiltfong. 77 yards throwing. Third and a yard at the 37 for Donovan Trumbull. One wide receiver to the two to the right, two to the left. Slough in that backfield. Keeping the football for a first down is Wiltfong. He'll move it down to the 32-yard line. A pickup of 5 on the play and a first down for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals as they respond to the field goal of St. Cecilia and drive down to the Blue Hawk 32-yard line. Alex Sheehy on the takedown there for St. Cecilia. First and 10 at the 32. Wiltfong barks the signal. Gives it to Slough. Slough keeps his feet. Glides along that line of scrimmage inside the 30. So he made a little bit out of not a whole lot there. At the 27, he got 5 yards on the play. Second and 5 at the 27. Second down and 5 at the St. Cecilia 27. 6:27 to play in the third quarter. 3-0 St. Cecilia. 4 wide receivers out. Wiltfong throwing this time. Rolls to his left. Throws the football. Bounces. It has to bounce at pressure there by St. Cecilia's Trevor Ernst. 3rd and 5. That one incomplete. Riley just did not have enough time to deliver that football. Up there, he was moved out of the pocket and had to bounce it in front of the receiver. 3rd and 5 at the 27-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. Wiltfong will hand it to Slough. Has some running room. On the near side will be pulled down inside the 20. He'll have a first down. First down for Donovan Trumbull. I have him for 11. Inside the 20 at the 19-yard line, 1st and 10. Slough got 80, has 117 on the ground. Gus Clark on the tackle for St. Cecilia. 1st down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Donovan Trumbull started at their own 17 on this drive. 1st and 10 at the St. Cecilia 19. Hand off to Slough. Dances his way for maybe a yard. Depends on when they spot it. The 17 or the 18. Only a yard, 2nd down and 9 yards to go for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Cody Zexer on the tackle for St. Cecilia, 2nd and 9 at the Blue Hawk 18. Clock runs with 5:38 to go, third quarter. In a good one here tonight in Donovan here on 12:30. KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska, St. Cecilia 3. Donovan Trumbull driving, they have no points yet. Hand off to Slough, keeps the football to about the 15. Again, another short gain, that battle up front in the trenches. 15-yard line, a pickup of 3. It's going to be 3rd down and about 6 yards to go. Slough got 3. 3rd and 6 at the 15-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. 3rd down and 6. Wiltfong. Looks like he may be changing the signal a little bit. The line of scrimmage. Will hand the football to Slough. Has a good hole over center. He might have enough for a first down. A nice run there.
He's going to be real close to that first down marker.
Officials are going to eyeball it. They're going to call it a first and goal. A pickup of 6 on the play. First down and 10 yards to go. At about the 9-yard line. A pickup of 6 there for Slough. First and goal at the 9-yard line. Wilfong throws it across the middle. It's incomplete. Out of the hands of Johnny Gomez. And if he would have caught that ball, it would have been a touchdown. Just out of his hands there, second and goal. At the 8. The coverage there by Zach Kitten. He made the hit. Gomez couldn't hang on. Second and goal at the 8. Chilly night, cold football. But that would have been a touchdown. Peter held on. Wiltfong on a second and goal. At the 8. Hands the ball off to Slough. Gets maybe to the 5. It's going to be third down. Every yard tonight, begrudging by the defense. Third and goal at the 5-yard line. A pickup of 3 there for Slough. 130 yards for Jordan tonight. Third and goal at the 5-yard line. So you would figure Donovan Trumbull has not kicked a field goal this year. They haven't had to. They get into the end zone. Third and goal at the 5. We'll have 2 shots at it from the 5. It's as close as they've been to the Cardinal for a Cardinal score. Wiltfong to Lorenzo Williams. He looked like he might have tripped over one of his own linemen. The backfield all the way at the 5. No gain. Looked like Lorenzo might have tripped over one of his own linemen there. And he went down. And it's fourth and goal at the 5-yard line.
18th play.
Play number 18 in this drive for Donovan Trumbull. Fourth and goal at the 5-yard line. Wiltfong in the shotgun. Gets the football. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw. Does in the end zone. It's going to be knocked away, but a flag comes down. And that might be pass interference on St. Cecilia. The ball knocked away and a flag on that far side in the end zone. And we'll see what the official word is. Referee Tim Higgins will give us pass interference on St. Cecilia on that fourth and goal. So that will move the Cardinals to a first and goal on the pass interference on the fourth down throw.
First and goal for the Cardinals.
A football will move. Half the distance on the penalty. First and goal about we'll call it the 3-yard line. It's really about the 2-yard line on half the distance. So first and goal at the 2-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. The pass interference in the end zone, half the distance from the 5 to about the 2. First and goal, Wiltfong in the shotgun. We'll get that football. We'll keep that football. Keep it into the end zone. Is he or short? Touchdown, Riley Wiltfong. Got the signal. A 2-yard touchdown run for Riley Wiltfong. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, with 3:14 to go in the third quarter, have taken their first lead of the night. It is 6-3. Cardinals, and the extra point or points coming up. And the Cardinals have not attempted a field goal, or they have not had any extra points either. They go for 2 here. It is 6-3. So Donovan Trumbull will go for 2 here. Wiltfong will be in the shotgun. He gets the football, throws it across the middle. Going to be knocked down and incomplete. Coming across there, Avery Driscoll to knock it away. So the try for 2 on the pass is incomplete. So with 3:14 to go in the third, Donovan Trumbull goes 83 yards and goes ahead for the first time tonight. The Cardinals 6. The St. Cecilia Bluehawks 3, back with the Cardinals kickoff in 30 seconds.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull Cardinals Field. A long drive, 83 yards, 6.5 minutes for Donovan Trumbull. They go ahead 6-3, and welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Catching the football is Patrick Herman on the return to the 30, 35-yard line, out past the 35 before Herman is knocked down on the play. So good field position for St. Cecilia. First down and 10 yards to go on their own. They'll spot the football on the 36 or 37-yard line. For Donovan Trumbull,
number six.
Zach McNally on the stop there of Patrick Herman. First and 10 at the 36-yard line. St. Cecilia starts there. Now 6-3, Donovan Trumbull. Hand off to Wilnard, the fullback, and not much there. He's pushed back. Wilnard maybe a yard on the play.
Derek Tobin leads a charge.
On that tackle there, leading the way, Adam Gomez for Donovan Trumbull. A pickup of a yard, we'll call it, for Riley Wiltbaum. St. Cecilia has run the football for only 69 yards tonight. They've thrown it for only 7. Fumbling the football, St. Cecilia, but Cannon Howell will fall on it. Second fumble of this quarter. The Blue Hawks have fallen on both. And they can ill afford a turnover right now. Behind, and the momentum with Donovan Trumbull. A loss back to the 33, a loss of 4, third down, and 13 yards to go for St. Cecilia. Third and 13 at the 33-yard line. St. Cecilia sends three wide receivers out, and the shotgun is Howell. Fakes the handoff, wants to throw. Does across the middle as he falls down. It's going to be knocked around and incomplete. There's a flag on the play.
Pass is incomplete. Riley Wiltbaum tips away. There is a flag down.
Riley Wiltbaum was down there defending, and we'll see what that whistle is all about. And the officials confer. And the football's at the 42-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. That pass was knocked away by the Cardinals. It was intended for Alex Sheehy. And I think they're discussing calling pass interference on Sheehy, although all he did was tackle Wiltbaum after Riley knocked it away, and they pick up the flag. That's what happened. The behind official didn't see it quite clearly. Sheehy kind of tackled Wiltbaum as Wiltbaum went up for the interception, and after he had touched it, that's when Sheehy made the tackle on Wiltbaum. The ball fell incomplete, so they pick up the flag, and it turns out to be an incomplete pass for St. Cecilia. But they face a fourth down and 13 yards to go at their own 33. 1:50 to go, third quarter, and the Blue Hawks are going to have to kick it away, and a whistle before the kickoff and a timeout called by Donovan Trumbull. So we'll take a timeout with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull 6, St. Cecilia 3, back in 30 seconds.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull make their way back out on the football field. St. Cecilia faces a fourth down and 13 yards to go at their own 33-yard line. So St. Cecilia is going to have to punt that football away as they trail now 6-3. We have 1 minute and 50 seconds to go in this third period of play. You're listening to high school football here on 1230 KHAS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. 6-3 Cardinals. The points have been scored in this quarter. We were scoreless at halftime. Patrick Herman to kick it away. Nice high punt by Herman. Cardinals are going to let this one go. They get away from the football. It'll roll on the far sideline and out of bounds at the 33-yard line. So Donovan Trumbull will start there. First and 10 Cardinals on their own 33-yard line. They went 83 yards, 19 plays, 6.5 minutes into that first previous drive on to go ahead in the football game, and they'll get it again here in the third quarter, 6-3. Wilt Fong at quarterback. 1:38 to go, third period of play. From their own 37-yard line, Wilt Fong will keep the football. Riley runs it to the 40, maybe the 42-yard line. A second down and 5 yards to go at the 42-yard line. Five on the play for Wilt Fong. He has rushed for 35 in this contest. Jordan Slough has 130. 171 yards of rushing for Donovan Trumbull tonight. 77 throwing the ball. So a defensive struggle, to say the least. Both defenses have played real well this evening. Second and five at the 42 for Donovan Trumbull. Clock runs with 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Wilt Fong will throw, does near sideline. The ball is caught on the play. Running the football, avoiding a couple tacklers on the play. Running that football is Zach McNally. He'll get a first down for Donovan Trumbull. He's moving from the 42. 42-yard line out to the 44-yard line. A pickup of 12 there. On the catch by McNally. First and 10 at the 44 for Donovan Trumbull. There's the handoff. Slough runs the football.
Michael Walls with the sack.
From the 44 to the 47-yard line, a pickup of 3. Second down and 7 yards to go. Slough got 3 there. Michael Walls on the tackle for St. Cecilia. Second and 7 at the 47-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. And in keeping the football, Wilt Fong, and he's going to be pulled down on the play there by Michael Walls. That'll probably be the last play of the third quarter. They're back at the 46, a loss of a yard. It's going to be third down and 8 yards to go at the 46 of Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be the end. It is the end of the third quarter of play. So each team scores in the third quarter. The Blue Hawks a field goal. The Cardinals a touchdown. After 3, Donovan Trumbull 6, St. Cecilia 3. We'll be back with the final 12 minutes in 30 seconds.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
And back at the KHAS Sports Studios, one final for you today. Adams Central wins it over Grand Island Central Catholic 38-14. Kearney Catholic is currently in the third quarter against Chase County. Kearney Catholic leads it 14-7. And Southern Valley, I guess that's another final. Southern Valley over Ravenna 34-12. Let's take it back out to Donovan for the fourth quarter of St. Cecilia versus Donovan Trumbull.
Thank you very much, John, and scoreboard updates. And thank you to John. Also brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Furniture Direct delivers the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and at FurnitureDirect.com. Third down and 8 for St. Cecilia at the 46-yard line. 7 first downs in that third quarter for Donovan Trumbull, only 1 for St. Cecilia. Third and 8 for the Cardinals at their own 46-yard line. As they go from north to south in this fourth quarter of play. 6-3, Donovan Trumbull. Wilt Fong had to bounce that football. Now throws it, it's going to be caught. It's like maybe Johnny Gomez out there. Zach Kitten on the tackle. Gomez on the tackle from the 46 to the St. Cecilia 41-yard line. A 13-yard pickup. Gomez with his second catch on the night. First and 10 on the St. Cecilia 41-yard line. 13-yard pickup and a first down on a third down play for the Cardinals. First and 10 at the Blue Hawk 41-yard line. Wilt Fong. Riley will hand it off to Slough, and he's stacked up. Might have lost a half yard on the play. The Cardinals now maybe are trying to keep that ball on the ground.
12, that's Clark. Second and
A loss on the play back to the 42, second and 11 at the 42-yard line. Gus Clark makes that tackle behind the line of scrimmage on Jordan Slough. And it's second and 11 at the 42. Mr. Jordan, one of that good line of brothers here. It's great Donovan Trumbull athletes, and Jordan now his time in the spotlight here in his senior season. Second and 11 at the 42-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. Slough gets the football, takes the handoff. He's run down about the 40, not much there. Driscoll there, and also there for St. Cecilia, Tommy O'Keefe. A pickup to the 40, a pickup of only two. It's going to be third down and long again from the 9-yard line. So Slough got two. Donovan Trumbull has completed seven passes for 109 yards in this contest. Third and nine at the 40-yard line. Wiltfong in the shotgun. Big third down play here, rolls to his left. He wants to throw long down the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Closest one there, Jeff Cato, and off his hand and incomplete. Fourth and nine at the 40-yard line for Donovan Trumbull. They lead 6-3 with 10:14 to go over St. Cecilia here tonight in Donovan. High school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. And it looks like the punt team coming on for Donovan Trumbull. Again, it was a punting contest in that first half between Jordan Slough and Patrick Herman. Each team scores in the third quarter. It's 6-3 Cardinals. We're now in the fourth quarter of play. Now Donovan Trumbull spreads three guys to the right, three to the left on this punt. Three guys back there with the quarter with Slough, who's going to run the football. Slough will run the football straight up the middle. He's going to be hit short of the first down. So Jordan Slough runs that football out of that punt formation where only the center and a couple of guys up front snap the football back. The tackle there by Trevor Ernst. Slough ran it from the 40 to the 32. He got eight. They needed nine. So St. Cecilia will have it first and 10 at the 32-yard line. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. For St. Cecilia, first down and 10 at their own 32 as they stopped that fourth down run on the punt. It was the weird formation by Donovan Trumbull. They had the center, a guy on each side of the center, then three guys way out to the right, three guys out to the left, and some guys behind up with Slough as his blockers. So they snapped that football to Slough, and he ran it for eight. And St. Cecilia will have it first and 10 at their own 32-yard line. The St. Cecilia now has Avery Driscoll at the tailback. Patrick Herman not out there for St. Cecilia. And knocked down behind the line of scrimmage is Avery Driscoll. And Driscoll's run from the tailback. We don't know if Herman is hurt or what, but he is not in there. A loss of a yard on the play back to the 33-yard line. So Avery Driscoll now in there at tailback for St. Cecilia. Lost a yard on that play. And St. Cecilia looks like they're going to have to go without Patrick Herman here. Patrick, do not know if he is banged up or what the extent the injury might be. Driscoll now a tailback. The handoff goes to the running back, the fullback. Runs that football for St. Cecilia.
Nathan Seeley.
Dayton Seeley in there from the fullback position.
Dayton Seeley, 42.
And Seeley runs the football from the 33 out to the 38-yard line to pick up a five, third down and six. So Dayton Seeley in there, Avery Driscoll in there. Wilner's not in the game at fullback. Dayton Seeley's at fullback, so Wilner or Herman, neither one out there for St. Cecilia, third and six. Running the football far sideline, going to be short of the first down. Is Adam Central Avery Driscoll is going to get two, but that's not going to be enough for a first down with 8:51 to go. And St. Cecilia is going to face a fourth down. So neither starting running back, Tyler Wilner or Patrick Herman, in that series for St. Cecilia. And the reason must be injury. but we do not have any word on that. Patrick Herman's in there to punt the football. Or maybe it was just a different look they were trying to give. It's fourth down and about 4 yards to go as Driscoll gained only a couple. Gomez kicking the football, so Patrick Herman not kicking, and there's Wilner to down the football. So Gomez with the kick there for St. Cecilia, Aaron Gomez. So Patrick Herman did not punt and did not play that series. Tyler Wilner did down the football there, although he was not in there at fullback. A 53-yard punt by St. Cecilia's Aaron Gonzalez for St. Cecilia. First and 10, Donovan Trumbull now. They're pinned back at about their 6-yard line. Wiltfong in the shotgun. 8:42 to go. We'll see what happens here. And off the Slough. Still on his feet. Has a first down. Carries St. Cecilia tacklers all the way out to the 25-yard line. First and 10. Big run there by Slough. It's a first down. From the 6-yard line all the way out to the 25-yard line. A 19-yard pickup for Slough. First and 10. From the 6 out to the 26-yard line. A pickup of 19 and a first down out to the 25-yard line. Excuse me. First and 10 at the 25. Handoff goes to Slough. Right there to meet him, Dayton Seeley. Not much there for Slough, but from the 25 to the 26, a pickup of 1 there for Jordan Slough and the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Second and 9 at the 26-yard line. Donovan Trumbull has 9 first downs this half to 1 for St. Cecilia. 7:50 to go. At courtesy of Statman Gene Shaw here tonight, running the football. Wiltfong cuts it back to the inside and will run it out to short of the 35, but he got a pretty good gain. It's going to be third and short from the 26-yard line to the 32. A pickup of 7 for Riley Wiltfong. Wiltfong with the 7-yard pickup, third and 2 at the 32. Michael Walls on the tackle for the Blue Hawks. Third and 2 Cardinals at the 32-yard line. 7:20 clock runs, fourth quarter. 6-3, Donovan Trumbull. The St. Cecilia will have has the capability of the field goal to gain a tie if they can keep Donovan Trumbull off this scoreboard. But Donovan Trumbull, if they score, they're going to be in commanding position here. They're using the clock, too. Wiltfong avoids one tackler. He'll be short of the first down, though, as Riley kept that football. Line of scrimmage was the 32. He had to get to about the 26-yard line. Trevor Ernst stopped him at the 24. Fourth down and about a yard at the 34-yard line. And Brent Breckner, the head football coach of Donovan Trumbull, says we're not quite ready to go for it here, only at the 34. Wiltfong got 2, but it's fourth down and about a yard at the 34 and Slough into punt. So St. Cecilia stops the Cardinals after one first down. They'll get another shot with the football. 6:20 to play in the fourth quarter. 6-3, Donovan Trumbull leading. Slough, who faked the last punt, will kick this one away. End over end, it bounces. St. Cecilia is going to have to let it go, and it is going to be down about the 36-yard line. So that's where the Blue Hawks will start. First down and 10 on their own 36-yard line. A 29-yard punt, no return. St. Cecilia first and 10 at their own 36 with 6:06 to go. 6-3, Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia, this might be the last time they get the football tonight. 6:06 to go, first and 10 at the 36. Cannon Howell rolls to his right, throws the football, going to be intercepted at the 45-yard line, 40, 35, 30. Still on his feet, running this way. Open field here for Donovan Trumbull. Still running that football, heading back the other way. Here's the number 6, Zach McNally on the first. St. Cecilia turnover with 5:48 to go. Zach McNally with the big interception for Donovan Trumbull. He intercepts the ball and runs it from the 45 down to the 26-yard line. But there is a dead ball foul here after the play. Dead ball personal foul on St. Cecilia. So that will tack on another from the 26. This will be half the distance, probably down to about the 13-yard line. So that's going to be the penalty on St. Cecilia, their first turnover, and a penalty tacked on also down to the 13. First and 10 for Donovan Trumbull. So a 19-yard return by Zach McNally. He was to the left side, got back to the right, and then ended up in the middle of the field. The 19-yard return, he ran about 100 yards. First and 10 at the 13 for Donovan Trumbull with 5:48 to go. And the Cardinals can salt this one away. The handoff, or Wiltfong keeps it. Roddy Wiltfong inside the 10. It was a first and 10 at the 13. Trevor Ernst on the tackle, but Roddy Wiltfong picked up about 5 down to the 8-yard line. Second and 5 at the 8. For the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, a touchdown here makes it a two-score game. 5:20 to play. So the interception there on the first St. Cecilia turnover gives Donovan Trumbull a great chance to move ahead by 2 scores. Second and 5 at the 8. Wiltfong will hand off to Slough. Keeps it. Runs it into the end zone for the touchdown. 8-yard touchdown run. Jordan Slough for Donovan Trumbull. And it's 12-3. Cardinals in the lead with the extra point pending. And the Cardinals will go for 2 here as they now lead it by the score of 12-3. It's a 2-possession game right now with 5:06 to go into the contest. Second and 5 turned into a touchdown run by Jordan Slough. And from the shotgun, with the football, the shotgun thrown across the middle, and it's complete for the two-point conversion. Wiltfong on the two-point conversion to, it looks like, Mr. Gomez, Johnny Gomez. Wiltfong to Gomez, two-point conversion. And it's 14-3 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. We will take a timeout with 5:06 to go. Donovan Trumbull, 14. St. Cecilia, 3, back in 30 seconds.
It's that time of year again when flu shot season is upon us. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, as well as TRICARE, Coventry, and certain other insurance programs, cover flu shots free of charge. Pertussis, tetanus, pneumonia, and shingles vaccines are also covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Any questions? Call Bird's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466 for more information on your vaccination program.
Back at the KHAS Sports booth, we have one game still going on our network of stations on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic leads it over Chase County, 17-14. Some other scores going on. Shelton wins it over Kennesaw, 58-0. And then number 3, Giltner, wins 58-24 over Spalding Academy. We'd like to welcome in our Classic Hits 98.9 audience for bonus coverage here on 1230 KHAS. Back out to Donovan.
Avery Driscoll returns the kickoff out to the 43-yard line. And St. Cecilia will start there, first and 10, now trailing by the score 14-3 with 4:57 to go in this football game. So it's a two-score game. First and 10, St. Cecilia on their own 43-yard line. And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here tonight in the Donovan. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. Cannon Howe now, and St. Cecilia will abandon the running game. St. Cecilia will have to throw it. Howe does long. It's going to be incomplete, knocked away on the defense by Donovan Trumbull, intended for Alex Sheehy and Riley Wiltfong. Playing defense also for the Cardinals. And incomplete. So the Blue Hawks, who've thrown for only 7 yards tonight and one interception, forced into the passing game here, second and 10 at the 43-yard line. St. Cecilia, second down and 10 at the 43-yard line. throwing the football. Cannon Howell wants to throw it. They'll throw it long on the far side of the field. Wide open there, but then knocked away by Wilt Fong again. Jeff Cato was open, but the ball just took too long to get there. And Wilt Fong got there and knocked it away. It's third and 10.
Another last-minute deflection.
Third down and 10 at the 43-yard line. So that ball hung up there just enough for Wilt Fong to get over there and knock it away. Well, that would have been a touchdown for St. Cecilia as they need to score quickly. 4:41 to go. Third down and 10 for St. Cecilia at the 43-yard line. Howell's going to keep the football. He's going to go nowhere. Maybe a yard on the play. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. Cannon Howell got only one there. And St. Cecilia faces a fourth and 9 at their own 44-yard line. At this point, the Blue Hawks, it's like they're going to send the punt team on. 4:20 to go, and the clock runs. And St. Cecilia is going to have to pull something out of their hat. Aaron Gonzalez is in to punt. And St. Cecilia not going to risk it here, down by 2 scores, and they're going to kick the football away. Again, Patrick Herman apparently injured, not in the last 2 series, the punter and tailback. But Gonzalez, a nice punt. No one back for Donovan Trumbull. It bounces and bounces inside the 5, about the 1-yard line, and that's where the Cardinals will take over. First and 10, but they really don't care. They're going to keep the football on the ground, try to run out the clock with 3:49 to go for St. Cecilia. Good punt there by Gonzalez, but no one was back for Donovan Trumbull anyway, so the ball bounces after that 50-yard punt, and first down and 10 for Donovan Trumbull at the 5-yard line. The Cardinals now will keep the ball on the ground. They get a first down or two. This football game will be over. 3:49 to play. Wilt Fong will hand the football off to Slough, or will he keep it? Jordan Slough will keep it. We'll get the football from Wilt Fong. From the 5 out to about the 10, a pickup of 5 on the play. So a defensive football game, a struggle in the first half, a scoreless football game at halftime. St. Cecilia jumps out to a 3-0 lead, but Donovan Trumbull comes right back, goes 83 yards to take the lead 6-3, and lead now 14-3. Second and 5 for the Cardinals at the 10. 3:15 to go, and the clock continues to run. Second and 5 at the 5-yard line. A handoff to Slough. Again, it's going to be conservative play by the Cardinals. They just want that clock to continue to run. St. Cecilia has not used any timeouts, but the Blue Hawks are 2 scores behind with 2:50 to go. From the 10 out to about the 11, a pickup of 1 on the play. Third down and 4 yards to go for Donovan Trumbull. And the Cardinals are going to go to 7-0 on this season, and St. Cecilia is going to drop to 5-2, barring a total collapse here by the Cardinals in the final 2.5 minutes. Slough comes this way, has a first down and more. He's about to the 35-yard line before he's finally pulled down. First down, Donovan Trumbull. From the 11-yard line all the way out to the 35-yard line, a first down for Donovan Trumbull. And let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmacy needs, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. First down and 10 yards to go. Out at the 35-yard line, a pickup of 24 for Slough, and I have him for 192 yards on the ground with that run of 24 yards from the 35-yard line. First and 10, Donovan Trumbull. And that, unless St. Cecilia wants to stop the clock, might seal this one up for Donovan Trumbull. There's the handoff to Slough, pulled down from behind, but he's still able to get it up to the 40. Second down and 5 at the 40-yard line, and Donovan Trumbull gets a first 5 yards on first down. Tommy O'Keefe on the play there. 1:38, so this one is going to go down in the books for a Donovan Trumbull victory here tonight, as St. Cecilia gives no indication they want to stop the clock. They just want to get out of here and head back home, and Donovan Trumbull is going to stay number one and be 7-0 and win the district championship and go to the state football playoffs. There's the handoff to Slough. He will get out to about the 44-yard line with 1:12 to go, and the clock continues to run. Alex Sheehy on the tackle, third down at the 44, pick up a 4-3rd and a yard to go. That's over 200 for Slough. I have him for 201 yards, third and go, third and one at the 49-yard line. 50 seconds, clock runs. Donovan Trumbull just wants that time to keep running. And it will, and this clock's not going to be stopped. Wiltfong's going to take one more snap. And to the last possible second, Wiltfong sets him down, 35 seconds to go. Last handoff to Slough, gets it to about the 46-yard line. He got two. And that is a first down, the way it looks. And third down and a yard to go. On that play, Slough got two. They'll spot it. Donovan Trumbull doesn't even have to start the clock. The final 30 seconds going to tick off, and Donovan Trumbull Cardinals are going to win their first district championship. They made it to the state semifinals last year, did not win the district, made the playoffs, made the state semifinals. They will win their first district championship in 10 seconds. They will win this game by the score of 14-3. The last snap, the Wiltfong puts the knee down, and the clock will go to 0-0-0. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals win the district championship. They remain unbeaten. They are in the Class C2 football playoffs by winning this C2 district. They win the game tonight by the score 14-3 over St. Cecilia. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
Out 35-40 down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to high school football here on 1230 KHAS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals defeat the St. Cecilia Bluehawks 14-3 tonight in this district matchup. And the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals go 4-0 in the district. They win the district championship. They have one game to go, but it's a non-district game against Ravenna. They are 7-0, win the district, have qualified automatically for the Class C2 football playoffs. They would have made it anyway, I'm sure, but you win the district, you're in for sure. St. Cecilia will probably make the playoffs also, but the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals win it by the score of 14-3. A defensive battle all evening long, and if the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals offense has been getting a lot of the notoriety, Their defensive effort tonight was outstanding as they win the game by the score of 14-3. In fact, St. Cecilia ended up with only 85 total yards in this game. 78 on the ground, 7 through the air, 85 total yards for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Donovan Trumbull had 366 total yards, 257 on the ground, 109 through the air. Jordan Slough, 203 yards rushing on about more than 30, probably closer to 40 carries in the evening. But Slough had 203. The team had 257 on the ground. And also 7 completions for Riley Wiltfong for 109 yards of throwing the ball. As Creighton Burke caught 2 for 26. Zach McNally had 2 for 19, a big interception by McNally on defense. 2 catches for 28 yards for Johnny Gomez. 1 catch for 36 for Jordan Slough. St. Cecilia had Patrick Herman with 66 yards rushing before he left the game due to an injury, we think, but because he did not play in much of the fourth quarter. 66 yards on the ground for Herman, 78 for the team, only 7 passing yards, 1 completion for St. Cecilia, that catch by Alex Sheehy. Defensive struggle, 0-0 after the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull fumbled at the St. Cecilia 7-yard line in that first quarter. And Tommy O'Keefe recovered that fumble. Donovan Trumbull turned the ball away at the St. Cecilia 7-yard line, so they could not score in the first quarter. St. Cecilia could not score in the first half. Donovan Trumbull had an interception in the second quarter, and it was 0-0 at halftime. St. Cecilia then, on the opening kickoff of the second half, as Donovan Trumbull muffed the second half kickoff, never gained control of it, and Alex Sheehy fell on the football, and St. Cecilia started the third quarter at the 29-yard line of Donovan Trumbull, and they ended up having a 23-yard field goal attempt and a successful attempt. The kick by Grant Schmidt, the freshman, made the 29-yard field goal, and St. Cecilia led 3-0 with 9:29 to go in the third quarter. But following that, Donovan Trumbull goes on an 83-yard drive, covered about 6.5 minutes of the quarter, 19 plays, a 2-yard run by Riley Wiltfong, made the score 6-3. The try for two there, no, was incomplete pass, 6-3, Donovan Trumbull. In the fourth quarter of play, the big play in that fourth quarter was the Zach McNally interception for Donovan Trumbull, with the Cardinals leading by the score of 6. Fourth quarter with 6:06 to go, McNally with the interception at the St. Cecilia 45, ran the football down to about the 26-yard line, and Donovan Trumbull then took it in on the Jordan Slough 8-yard touchdown run with 5:06 to go. But McNally's interception ended up as a touchdown by Jordan Slough. An 8-yard run. The pass completion from Wiltfong to Johnny Gomez was good. 14-3, Donovan Trumbull with 5:06 to go. St. Cecilia then had to forced into the passing game and could not move the football. Punted it back to Donovan Trumbull, and the Cardinals ran out the clock. So a defensive effort, strong defensive effort by both teams tonight. St. Cecilia jumps out in front 3-0 in the third quarter, but Donovan Trumbull answers that right back with a 6-3 lead on a long drive and score in the fourth quarter after an interception, the only turnover by St. Cecilia on the night. 3 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull this evening. And in that second half of play, Donovan Trumbull had 11 first downs to only 1 for St. Cecilia. For the game, Donovan Trumbull had 19. St. Cecilia had 7. Jordan Slough had 203 yards on the ground. And Donovan Trumbull stays unbeaten to go to 7-0, and they win the district championship. St. Cecilia falls to 5-2. Both these teams will close the regular season next Thursday, and who knows, they may meet again in the Class C2 football playoffs. The Cardinals are there for certain. St. Cecilia has its game with Thayer Central next Thursday. They probably will be in, but we will wait and see for sure on that. But we do know that Donovan Trumbull's in. They win the district. You win your district, you're in the state football playoffs. Well, that will do it for the play-by-play portion of things. Got a late start due to some light problems. They were all fixed. We started about 45 minutes late, but the players were still ready to play, and both came out, had a scoreless first half, had all the scoring in the second half, and Donovan Trumbull offensively able to move the football more than the Blue Hawks and played a great defensive game also. And St. Cecilia drops this one to Donovan Trumbull by the score 14-3. But stay tuned now. We're not finished here from Donovan Trumbull here on 1230 KHS Radio. We'll name our players of the game and then the coach's post-game show. We hope to have a St. Cecilia coach up here to talk about this one. Again, the final score from Donovan Trumbull Field was Donovan Trumbull 14, St. Cecilia 3. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
This is the player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School Field here, where Donovan Trumbull beats St. Cecilia by the score of 14-3 tonight. Donovan Trumbull gets 201 yards rushing. 203 yards rushing for Jordan Slough. Riley Wiltfong throws for 109 yards on the evening. Slough also caught one ball for 36 yards. St. Cecilia got 66 yards on the ground from Patrick Herman. But the Donovan Trumbull defense playing really well also tonight. Held the Blue Hawks to only 85 yards on the ground. But St. Cecilia got some great defensive effort from Alex Sheehy, Trevor Ernst, Tommy O'Keefe, forced three turnovers. We'll name our players of the game right after this timeout.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull. And in Donovan, and St. Cecilia drops this one to Donovan Trumbull by the score 14-3. We're going to name a player from each team in this football game. For St. Cecilia, we're going to give it to Alex Sheehy. Now, Sheehy had 9 tackles on defense, caught the only completion on the night for the Blue Hawks, a 7-yard gain, and 9 tackles for the senior. And Sheehy also, though, a Blue Hawk that recovered that muffed kickoff to start the second half. So Alex Shee was all over the football field tonight. 9 tackles, 1 pass reception for 7, and also a muffed kickoff recovery that set up the field goal for St. Cecilia tonight. Alex Sheehy will be our player of the game for St. Cecilia, and Donovan Trumbull will give it to Jordan Slough. 203 yards on the ground for Slough this evening. Also caught one ball for 36. Did the punting, but didn't have to punt too much in that second half as the Cardinals behind the running of Slough and Riley Wiltfong had 11 first downs in that second half. So Alex Sheehy of St. Cecilia and Jordan Slough of Donovan Trumbull are players of the game as the Cardinals beat the Blue Hawks by the score of 14-3. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coach's postgame. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Psst, hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex steel siding and soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Welcome back to Donovan Trumbull Field tonight, where Donovan Trumbull beats St. Cecilia by the score 14-3. Blaine Bulis in for Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell tonight. Had Gene Shaw up here with us, and Randy Aarons joins us, assistant football coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, as they drop this one tonight. Coach, thanks for coming up. It's always tough coming up after a defeat. Doesn't happen very often, but the Cardinals just got behind but came back and took care of you in the second half by scoring a couple touchdowns, but a whale of a football game and quite a defensive struggle tonight.
Yeah, it was. You know, as you said, it is difficult to come up after a game like that, especially when your kids play as hard as they do, and they just gave it their all night in and night out, but they, in particular tonight, you know, gave it their all, and it was just a tough game for us, and we came up on the wrong side of the score tonight, and so it's one of those things that we got to learn from it, we got to grow from it, and we got to try to get better. And the good thing I like about that, those three things I just said, that our kids will do that because they know that we have that potential.
We know going in, and Donovan Trumbull obviously knew that too, that St. Cecilia wanted to try to get a running game going to keep their offense off the field. But, boy, the Cardinals defense just wouldn't let you get anything going. Not many long runs tonight, and they played well defensively all evening long. In fact, a very good effort by the Cardinals.
Yeah, and that's something that, they're on a roll right now, and it's a great experience to learn from and grow from.
Yes, and defensively tonight, the defense that they run is some great athletes, and it's hard to defend against them, but your defense, for the most part, played really well, Coach.
Well, and that's just, a credit to the kids. The kids take a lot of responsibility and put things on their shoulders and take a lot of pride in trying to do well. And what they did tonight was they gave us a chance to win, and that's all you can ask for in a game like this. And many schools don't have an opportunity to play two number one teams in the same year. And so, we go 1-1 against them. But again, as I said, it's just an opportunity. I know that we take a lot from this, and we grow from this and get better.
Okay, Coach, in that fourth quarter play, we didn't see Patrick Herman. What happened over there with him? He was out of series and then was never back in the offense and couldn't punt. Did he get injured, or what was the situation there?
Yeah, and he was injured there in that fourth quarter. I'm not sure exactly what the situation may be, but you said he couldn't punt. And, man, didn't Aaron Gonzalez step
yes,
in
did.
As a sophomore
yes,
and drill two nice punts, and land them both inside the 10-yard line. And so, that's something that unfortunate that Patrick wasn't in the fourth quarter, but yet again it gave someone else a chance to step up and show, good things.
Yes, the punting tonight on both sides really good, and your special teams play was good tonight, but just a little bit too much Donovan Trumbull. Now, one game to go, a district game with the Thayer Central next Thursday. So it's the opportunity there. That's the next game. That's what the focus has to be on starting tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's, as I said earlier, it's just something that each game you want to go out and try to get better. And I said on the radio last week that you can't let one game define your season, and that's definitely not something that we're going to hang our heads from this. We're going to pick our chins up. We're going to get back to work, and we're going to do our darndest and try to get that win next Thursday night, because that'll set us up with some momentum, hopefully, for the playoffs.
Yeah, and I'm sure the guys, of course, I'm sure they're down now, but they'll wake up tomorrow with new spirit, I'm sure, because they still have a lot of football to play in all likelihood.
Yeah, there is, and they'll be down, and that's a good thing, because if you're not down, it doesn't hurt, and you don't put much into the game. And so, we got beat by a good team tonight. Our kids should hurt. They should all understand that. And as I said a number of times already, we'll grow from that, and the hurt will be there. But yet kids are resilient, and they bounce back a lot quicker than adults do. And so we'll go from there and get them back going and get after it again.
Again, Coach, thanks. Thanks for coming up. And we'll talk to you next week, and we'll see what happens next Thursday. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming up tonight. And appreciate the fans coming up, being patient with us, and the support they gave us after the game. It's very gratifying because they show that they care for the kids, and our kids appreciate that and will grow from it.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy Aarons, assistant football coach for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They drop this one tonight to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals by the score of 14-3. We'll take our timeout. When we return, we'll wrap things up here from Donovan after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Well, welcome back. We'll wrap things up here at Donovan in Donovan, Nebraska, as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals beat the Saints to see Bluehawks by the score 14-3 in an excellent Class C2 football game here tonight. We want to thank all of our sponsors, as always, on 1230 KHS Radio, our sports boosters, all of our sponsors. Didn't have a chance. We certainly want to mention Case IH, the Red Zone sponsor tonight. When you need parts, service, or just some friendly advice, contact Fairbanks International in Hastings, your Case IH dealer. Fairbanks International is part of the Titan Dealer Group, giving you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, providing you better solutions with locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Fairbanks International in Hastings today, your Case IH dealer and local supporter of high school athletics. That's the Case IH in Hastings, Fairbanks International. Again, Donovan Trumbull wins it by the score 14-3, a scoreless first half. St. Cecilia gets a 23-yard field goal from Grant Schmidt, in the third quarter for a 3-0 lead. After Alex Sheehy recovers a muffed kickoff by Donovan Trumbull, they couldn't get a hold of that football, and Sheehy falls on it, gets the football, and St. Cecilia turns that into 3 points. But right after that, next drive, 83 yards, 19 plays, 6.5 minutes, Donovan Trumbull comes back to take the lead. They would never give up. Roddy Wiltfong, a 2-yard run. The try for two, no good. 6-3 Cardinals with 3:14 to go in the third. 6-3 after three. Jordan Slough, an 8-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter after an interception by Donovan Trumbull's Zach McNally. And Donovan Trumbull turned that into points. An 8-yard run by Jordan Slough. That big play in the fourth quarter, of course. And Slough's touchdown made it 12-3. The throw for two was good. Wiltfong to Johnny Gomez. And Donovan Trumbull led 14-3 with 5:06 to go. St. Cecilia then, of course, forced into a passing game. And they were not able to move the football. Had to give it up. And Donovan Trumbull ran out the clock and won this game by the score of 14-3. So a defensive effort all evening long by both teams, and Donovan Trumbull comes out on top with 366 total yards. They gave up only 85 yards to St. Cecilia in this football game. So the Donovan Trumbull defense will be getting a little bit more touting and praise after this effort tonight. The offense has been getting most of the print and other things, but Donovan Trumbull defense just outstanding tonight. And they win it 14-3 over Hastings St. Cecilia and win the district championship, the Cardinals, to the Class C2 football playoffs, the number one ranked team in Class C2. So they won back-to-back home games against two outstanding teams, Sutton and St. Cecilia, and they have won their first ever district football championship. St. Cecilia falls to 5-2, and the Bluehawks will end their regular season with a district matchup against Thayer Central next Thursday. Remember, it's next Thursday night at Duncan Field at 7 o'clock. Thayer Central and St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull will end its season with Ravenna at Ravenna next Thursday. That's a non-district game, so the Cardinals will try to complete the perfect regular season with a visit to Ravenna next Thursday night. Well, that'll take care of things here at Donovan Trumbull after our delay at the beginning due to a light problem. Got that fixed. We got the football game in, and it was well worth the wait. Outstanding Class C2 football won tonight by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. The final score, Donovan Trumbull 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 3. Far statistician and all-around nice guy, Gene Shaw. And thanks to John Dibbern back at the radio station, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. Coverage of high school football has been a presentation of Platte River Radio.